You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
Come on, do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life?
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on podcast.com.
Uh-huh. Motherfucker. All right. We are back. Bum, 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 bum. We're back. Don't ever do that again. I don't know what that was. All right, we're back with another episode. You know what, dude? This is a fucking packed house. So any of you fucking dude,
there's too many guys on the show. I like interview shit.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Leave now. Go listen to another fucking show. I don't interview people. I have comics on, and we talk about whatever, and we have fun. There's a lot of fucking dicks in this room tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. And most of them suck dick. This is the gayest podcast we've ever done. This is the gay, and not even the gay guys here don't make it the gayest. The fact that Justin's here just puts it over the edge.
That's great. Thank you, Bobby.
Just the gayest
it's
thing
ever. It's a rodcast, not a podcast tonight.
Wow. Wow. Listen, dude, here's the deal.
I was offended.
We talk anytime. We usually do the bomb bandana.
Yeah.
Tonight I want to do Justin, every time you bomb, you have to take off a piece of clothes.
No.
Just do it. Just fucking do it.
Lauren, just you want me to?
Do it.
If you want me to, then that's a different story.
Is that what tonight's going to be about? Every time you see a woman, you're like, I like breasts, just to let you know. I mean, it's like, we got it.
No. I'm very comfortable.
But
I'm very comfortable.
You should
around
take off
gay
your
guys.
Clothes.
You look very comfortable. I'm very comfortable around gay guys. No, Lauren's just very, she looks great.
I love that you alpha mailed him with gayness.
Oh,
you just bitched him down with.
Is that
what it's
going to
be about? I would never let a guy go. Is that what? He went. No. I love gay guys too. What the fuck was that, Mateo? You macho motherfucker.
Is that macho of me?
Yeah, you just bitched out the fucking dog whisperer.
I appreciated it. Thank you.
It's very hard to bitch at a guy who talks to beagles. That's very, very tough. You know, how did you do that?
All right, Scopo, you ready to introduce this fucking cast?
No.
Well, get... Oh, Jesus Christ. Lauren, you ready?
Oh, come on, Scopo.
What the fuck?
Scopo.
Scopo, my speed, not yours.
I got shit to do.
I asked... Here's the thing, though. If I say do this, you do that.
Shit to do.
You dude, you do what I fucking plug that fucking mic in before I fucking your fuck your asshole.
Will
wait
you
a minute,
do
wait,
it?
Wow. Wait, sorry.
Yeah.
What's the
first
line of that so far?
That's right.
What's the first date talk?
It really must be contagious.
All right, what do we got, Scope?
Okay, from left to right. We have Mateo Lane, everybody. Back
Mateo
again.
Is back again.
Hi.
I'm gonna tell you, I saw I was watching TV one night and there you come popping up on the screen. You were on a late night show.
Yeah, Seth Meyers.
Buddy, you fucking, you're not, I really was like, oh shit, I hope this doesn't go bad. Because I'm going to have to see you again and be like, yeah, you did good stuff. You know?
Yeah.
You fucking killed it.
Oh, thanks.
Killed it.
Thanks.
You look great. Did your little fucking thing, your little leg.
My fly was open the whole time.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
I found out later.
See, that means I'm heterosexual.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Nothing worse than gay guys staring you down. Like, that wasn't funny, you homophobe.
You got the gay mafia in here.
It's fucking scary. Yeah, dude, it was unbelievable. I was really, you must have been psyched.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was great. Good for you, man. I was really excited that you did. You killed it, because if you didn't, I would have lied. And
I would have known, too. I would have been like, no, it's fine. We don't have to talk about it.
Well, I fucking bombed. My first TV was Carson Daly.
Yeah.
Carson fucking Daly. You go in. There's no warm-up.
They have no warm-up. It's just this cold crowd, and it's a young crowd because he's coming from MTV, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's just music. They're there to see whatever fucking alt, you know, Pumpkins and the Skin Doctors.
And Carson is like, has the heat of a week-old BM. I mean, he's just like, you know. Oh, I'm sorry.
Carson Daly is
the most exciting, magnetic personality ever to be on television. I mean, let's call a spade here.
No, it was your phrasing that was so funny.
Oh, was it? Okay.
No, it was the phrasing, but then it was the backup singers.
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor Lane and the Shalala.
It was almost more like a Saved by the Bell audience moment, you know, where like they kiss. Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the thing is, I love Carson. Great guy. Really great guy in the business. But whatever, his show to do comedy just fucking sucked. Yeah. A big one. And I went out there and I thought I could just muscle my way. And my comedy, once you take out swears and I can't say this, I can't. Once you take away me out of it. You know, I couldn't fucking do it, and I took a hot one, man. Oof.
Where did they put you on the show?
They gave me a cordless mic, and I'm used to having the mic and doing little things like this. Like I'll take the mic and kind of wiggle the cord out from, you know, to the on the ground.
Like a boa.
I was telling a joke, it would bomb. I would shake the mic like I was
like a maraca.
Like maracas.
Jesus.
I came back. My agent was back there, Matty Frost, and he goes, "What the fuck was wrong with your hand?"
Yeah. Oh my God.
Because I kept doing it. And I told the story before, but we were at the Cellar and it aired, but I was so thankful they didn't have the sound on. So everybody's me and Steve Byrne are sitting there watching it, and then all of a sudden, the fucking closed caption comes up, and it said the first joke, and then right after, in parentheses, light laughter. Even the fucking CC guy was like, "This guy stinks."
Yeah.
Where do they put you on in the show?
They put you first of all. They put you up. He comes out and does this fucking massive monologue, and then
is he talking about?
And then he doesn't do it anymore.
Good.
But then he comes out and he did a fucking 20-minute interview. With, you know, whoever the fuck, whatever actor. And it was dead serious about fucking, oh.
Very James Lipton-y.
And then the band is waiting to come out. And then they just bring you out. You ready? And you go out to a cold audience. They don't even know a comic's going to be there.
What year are we talking?
72. I don't know. What the fuck?
I'm curious. 90s?
No, probably 2006.
Early aughts.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just
All right. Yeah, I'm
sorry.
I don't mean to fucking smash your cure with funny.
But
I'm sorry for trying to be funny. I apologize. I apologize back for trying to get some laughs on my
back. So much hostility.
So much chemistry.
The way you look.
It's good. All right. Every time I bang that, the gay has to come down. That's the gay gavel.
Oh, good. Then we all got to go.
No, not yet. Not yet. All right. Well, I'm glad you're back on, buddy. And,
thanks.
Of course, we got who's next?
Yeah, Justin Silver.
Oh, what's up, everybody?
We'll talk it. Did you just applaud?
With my wrists.
I'm going to break this gavel today. I'm going to break it right off in Justin's asshole. It's good to have you back. You're back from Hollywood.
Yeah, it's awesome to be back.
You moved back.
Yeah, man.
You're done now. What you wanted to come back and get into comedy and get your shit together.
Yeah, totally. I wanted to get back on stage. I missed the stage time. It's fucking, you know, after riding that whole wave with all the TV shit and then trying to make this shit. Like you were talking about last week on the podcast. That's why I called you. I was like, oh, man. I was so identifying.
Yeah, it's
like
hard.
Like a fucking AA meeting.
It's hard, man. When you're either a New York guy or you're an LA person. So people can go to LA and just fucking thrive. I mean, personally. Just be out there and get it. And then there's people here who just got to be here.
Dude, but personally, like in terms of like the nature out there, outdoorsy stuff, found a chick that I fell in love with, got a house, all that shit. That shit was going great. But it was the other stuff that I was like, I miss getting on stage.
Yeah.
I miss just like walking outside my door, banging it, bumping into people that like, you know.
Did you get a lead plate put in your head?
No, why?
Why are you holding your fucking head up? Put your arms down. You're fucking intimidating me with those gorgeous biceps.
Sorry about that, Bobby.
God, you're a fucking in-shape cocksucker.
No, not so.
Just like a pit bull.
I appreciate it.
Ugh, I like that you took the compliment, too. So, I mean, you're back for good. You're doing comedy, right?
Yeah.
I went out there back in the day when I told you I booked that pilot.
Yeah.
I was walking around like I was famous while we were filming a pilot. I thought I was going to get recognized.
Between that and your Carson Daly appearances, you're fucking killing it out there.
Fucking douche I was. I just wanted to be famous, man. I just wanted to have
something. But it's such a fucking weird, because it's like everybody's after the same thing out there, and everybody's nice, but it's sort of like that, they're full of shit, and then it gets like, you miss that. You miss the fucking real shit. It's all the cliche shit people say is fucking true.
But look, here, I know people out there though that fucking have great friends and have great time and great personal lives, and they just they get it. They love being in cars. They love being driving to places. They, you know, they get it. And comedy out there is thriving right now,
but not like here.
Well, I think it is, man. I mean, look at the Comedy Store is selling out every fucking show.
The Cellar sells out every show, and there's many rooms.
But when I was there, it was dead.
Okay.
Fucking dead. Yeah. And now it's, I mean, the comedy's pretty fucking popping now out there. But I'm glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Where are you living?
In my place. I never gave it up, in Chelsea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.
We got, of course, who's next?
Tim Dillon.
TD.
Thank you, Bobby. Thanks for having me back.
Look, Tim,
I appreciate it. I'm a favorite, right? Wouldn't you say that?
No. Of mine?
Yeah,
You're one of my personal favorites.
Great.
Thank you. That.
And I brought a lot of opportunities to you.
What?
To appear on my podcast on Gas Digital.
Yeah, huge opportunity.
It's a very big opportunity. I got you approved by our CEO, Luis J. Gomez.
Yes.
I got you approved. I pitched you.
Yeah, great.
And so, I mean, you know, we're excited.
Yeah, I get to fucking go to the studios. I get to go to an apartment in the East
Village. In someone's home. Yeah. It is in a bathtub. But the acoustics are great. And what we try to do is make the guest feel comfortable sitting on the toilet.
While you're doing your podcast, the fucking owner of the apartment's fucking searching Netflix.
I think it's Craigslist. But whatever. We agree to disagree. Well, it's good to be here. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, you call me up, you text me.
Which, I text you.
Which fucking bugs me.
You don't like that.
I don't. Why would you? Why would I like it?
I don't, because I feel like you're a busy guy, and I feel like me texting you is respectful.
I'm fucking. I'm definitely a busy guy.
That's what I figured. So but I'm like, let me text Bob.
No, I'm not. I'm a fucking human being that likes connections with the people that I care about or like in my life.
Right.
And you send me a text, I got to read.
Right.
What is this? We're going. You like to do. What,
right.
Is it 1820? You want to write letters to each other?
Right.
You have a fucking device. We could video chat.
I know.
You could literally fucking see me. Push a button and we can talk.
I know.
Hey, what's up? What are you doing? Nothing.
Right.
And it's like, right, we're here.
Okay, well, the next time will be the video chat.
You use fucking 12-point Helvetica.
Yeah, yeah. No, I... Times New Roman.
I love Times New Roman.
What the fuck, man?
I apologize. I apologize.
And then I called you, and you never called me back.
I did not call you back.
That is rude.
That's rude.
It is rude. I didn't realize that you called. I declined the call by mistake.
Did you really?
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
Did you see it?
I did not see it and go, I'm not going to talk to Bob.
Now you're getting louder. Now, that is, when you get loud, you lie.
That's, I don't think that's a lie.
I think that's the, right?
Is that true? Mm-hmm.
You're smiling like Patsy Ramsey right now. I mean, you look like you're lying. The phrasing is so
I cannot believe
great.
You're siding with a breeder. And the thing is, you know, but no, I apologize. You know, I apologize.
Lesbian from 94.
Yeah. I apologize. Next time I'll do it, you know, better.
Listen, I'd love to come to your podcast.
Please, thank you. I appreciate it.
Let me take that back. I would do your podcast.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if I'd love it.
I don't know if you're going to love it, but it'll be fun.
What is the podcast?
It's called Tim Dillon's Going to Hell. We've got a lot of people listening to it. It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
We've only had 9 episodes. Listen, we're getting tons of downloads.
Buddy, I know how... I know. I brought podcasting to the East Coast.
I know.
Get it.
I think Paul Verzi did, but I'll be respectful and say that you did. I think Paul Verzi's been doing a podcast for 30 years. He can just now record it. But
what are you talking about?
No, I just think.
What are you saying?
Verzi just loves talking about podcasts. Every time I'm with him, he talks about podcasts. I've been podcasting since 1974, and I've been able to record it for the last about 5 years. But I've been doing it. My son had a party. It was a podcast party. I told all the kids, do your podcast. So
it's a great poll.
But it's a good Verzi. But I appreciate you having me. We'll love to get you on the show.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
It's Paul Berzy.
All right, listen. I know. I know. Can you drop the Lewis? Dude, I'm killing it. We're getting downloads. Shut the
He's
fuck.
He's the CEO, and I in impact.
Someone calling Lewis a CEO just rubs my nuts the wrong way.
Well, why?
He's a hustler.
He is a hustler.
He's a smart guy. He's a good dude.
The CEO.
I will say, when I was in Paris 2 weeks ago, I was walking down the street, and someone kept almost like running up to me, and I was like, what? And then he goes, are you Mateo Lane? I said, yeah. He's like, from Legions of Skanks.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, yes, what? They're like, tell Lewis and Big J. I said, I was like, oh, God.
You don't think they have a huge following in Paris.
I know, in Paris.
Well, you would think
This is the fucking shit that he does, though.
Yeah.
It's one guy... And now it's a huge following.
Right.
It's one fucking guy.
That's a good point.
There's the internet. There's a bunch of lonely fucks. You might get one person in each country.
Right.
Each fucking state. It's
one person. And I ran into the one person in France.
Hey, guys, if you get one person in each fucking country, it's not a lot of people.
Right.
You know, one fucking asshole with a striped shirt in France walking up saying, Mateo.
Allô, bonjour, monsieur. Right.
Yeah. I like your pessimism about it. I'm on your side with this one.
Thank you. I just don't like it's a fucking ton of fans.
Yes.
Stop whipping up the fire. Right. This is what your network does. They lie.
Listen, we don't lie.
You're lying.
We're growing, and we're very proud, and we're growing.
You're growing. Grow this.
We're growing. There's a lot of growth. There's 12% growth on iTunes.
Let's go to the next.
All right, Trump.
Thank you.
12%. Jesus Christ. Yo, keep talking. We got to be edgy. Shut up. Gotta brand ourselves. You're gonna go to hell, dude. You can't go to heaven, Tim.
It's a great name.
Shut up.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead. Guy, what do you got?
Yeah, first time on the podcast.
What happened to your throat? Swallow. You're introducing a first timer. Oh, you fucking got jizz in your mouth.
I'm Jesus.
Go ahead.
I can't say your
name.
Oh,
you fucker.
Mehran Kagani.
See, you're about to defend him.
Mehran Kagani. No, that was close enough. I appreciate it.
Mehran
Kagani.
Kagani.
Yeah.
Kagani.
Mehran, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, buddy?
We met last week.
Sure did.
Comedy Knockout.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot reveal.
Oh.
What the
we were
fuck?
Not. We were not posed against each other.
No,
we shared a dressing room.
We shared a dressing room
right?
for a minute.
Love remember what I showed you?
I came in and...
Nothing.
We fucking made love before Comedy Knockout.
Yeah.
He
knocked it out. Remember? What? I'm barely gay. I know, right? Seriously, I could suck the sap out of that. You believe you me. I can resuscitate dead wood.
Yes. So now you're straight.
Mm-hmm. Pussy hound. Love it. Yeah. Why? What about my straightness?
Have you
is so threatening?
Can I ask you? I don't know. That you sing your words.
Threatening.
Mm. Hey, I would love to be gay.
Yeah.
To be able to talk like that.
You can.
Yeah, but I can't. I can't.
It's like, right?
I got a wife and a kid and.
That hasn't stopped a lot of people I know.
To be able to get away with it or be able to do it properly? What do you mean to be able to talk like that?
By the way, you could phone it in.
No one would think you're gay. You just feel like one of those old mobsters that
Tim,
might
no
be gay.
Tim, no one thinks you're gay.
No
they
one
think
thinks
you're
I'm gay.
I think
he's gay.
Nobody thinks I'm gay.
I know he's
gay. Some people think I'm gay, but very few people do.
I didn't think you were gay.
Attell heard me, and he was like, oh, I thought your set was funny. And then he goes, what kind of girls do you like? So, like, clearly, and he would listen. He was bringing up jokes I said. Like, he listened, but, like, there was just something.
But physically, you look like a fucking drunk Kennedy.
Jesus,
I appreciate it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I think I would probably say.
Well, compared to Mateo.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my friend Gabastono.
All right, I love you. Yeah.
What's your name?
Mehran.
Mehran.
Can do this. I don't care. Yeah,
buddy,
but Tim,
it's gonna
you
get
have
me.
Moments. We all have our moments.
I think I have moments where people think that I'm gay or.
What now? Have you? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you're not around, when you're around other gay guys at a gay party or
maybe
gay club,
I'm gay. Yeah, I don't.
Do you ever get? Do you ever put it on a little bit?
I don't think I put it on, but maybe I'm just gay. Like, when I'm with Mateo, people have noticed that I am gayer when I'm with Mateo.
Like, what does he do that's gayer?
Wait a minute, why did I just go, what does he do?
Yeah.
You're getting gay right now!
Bobby!
Slam that down on yourself!
It's crazy!
You're like a kid in a candy store right now, Bobby. This is fantastic.
It's a game of permissions. You're allowed to be a little more flamboyant and expressive when you're around people who you know.
Yes,
to clap with your wrists. Remember.
Lastly, we have Jay Nogg on the show. First time as well.
Jay, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, dude?
Not gay.
Not gay.
At all.
At all.
Jesus Christ. You have fucking kids softball coach written all over you. You're a man's man. 5 o'clock shadow. Nice hair. Fucking staring me down. No blinks.
I didn't know kids softball coaches were the manliest of men.
He actually does coach something, which is crazy that you picked up on that.
I fucked up on softball.
Softball, more like football coach.
Yeah. I was going to say soccer. Hey, where are you from, buddy?
Born in Brooklyn, raised in Long Island.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
And you're Jewish?
Yep, Jew.
Jew? Wow. And yeah, I picked it up. Not Italian, Jewish.
Yep.
Right, which is very close.
It's close.
It is, man.
Hell yeah. It's very close.
Very close, you know.
Not financially. Statistically, it's not close at all. Actually,
I might be Italian.
Ask an Italian person what a 401k is, and they stare at you. It's not that close.
That is so funny.
It's true.
What does your father do?
Dad's a doctor.
Dad's a doctor. What's your mom do? Stay at home?
She used to work at like some retail and stuff like that.
And you've been doing comedy how long?
12 years.
And you guys have a podcast together.
No, we have a show.
A TV show.
No, a live show that's on Sirius.
It's on Sirius right now.
What is it called?
Paid or Pain. It starts airing in October.
What the fuck is it about?
Comedians perform, and then the audience votes for them to get paid for their set or tortured by a dominatrix.
It's the fucking greatest thing in the entire world, Bobby!
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Imagine, there's like a new, like a sort of green comment.
Why does your ring change color?
It's not sort of mood ring.
I'm kidding.
When it's extra gay, it brights up.
I do. It is like E.T. When I finger someone, my finger. But so my point is this: we do a show where like young fledgling comics come out and they perform, right? Like they're babies, these puppies, chicks, and they come out and they do their best, and then the audience votes whether they should get money or they should get the shit kicked out of them by a woman named Lady Zombie.
Right now, what does she do to them?
We had electrocution last torture. This thing called a violet wand. And it has, like, electroshocks come out of it.
Yeah.
And she was electrocuting some comic. And if they're sweaty...
Girls or boys?
We've had both, yeah.
Girls get electrocuted, too?
It could be girls.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Okay, now here's my question, because I've done this with... comedy...
A hired professional.
No, I don't like being... I don't like it. I get very angry back.
Good for you.
And I get very...
Back the night, Bobby.
I just like being dominant. I tried it. I let a girl do it. And she got a little fucking carried away, and then I tied her up for a couple hours and
left. I get upset, too.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just don't like being beat up. Maybe because I was abused as a kid. When someone hits me, I just instinctually want to beat the fuck out of them. And I remember she punched me. She slapped me and then scratched my face.
You just had a flashback?
No, I just...
Is
I was
that
like,
how your dad fights?
My dad was gay. My stepdad.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you saying that.
I don't like it. You like being dominated?
Like in theory I do, but then like as soon as I'm doing it, I'm like, I don't respect you at all. Like I get, do you know what I mean? Like yeah, I would love to be submissive and choke on cock, but like as soon as I'm there, I'm like, oh, but you like I'm smarter than you. And
yes,
really?
Do you know what I? Yeah, that's
no,
how
I
it feels. Yeah.
What about you?
No, I feel the same way. I mean, I don't want to be like, you know, I mean, there's like IML and all this gross stuff where it's like people are like in boxes and tortured and like they have like their master and there's chains and they're pissing and stuff. But you know, every someone wants to like I'll spit on you and like even then like in the moment I'm like this is embarrassing for the both of us. Like really you're gonna spit
on
me?
What if the guy's really like if he's in Mensa, then would you choke on his cock then? Then it's
what's in Mensa?
Mensa, no,
like
Mensa.
A genius.
He's immensa. No. Mensa is a it's a genius.
Did you say a Mensa?
He's
in
Mensa.
IQ.
In
Mensa. Oh,
in
Mensa.
But if it's a Mensa,
I thought it was immense. I was like,
But what I'm saying though is, are you always dominant?
No, I in general, like as much as like we can sort of like take those roles out of the shit, I think it's for the best. It's just like, just make my dick feel good and I'll make your dick feel good. And then we'll low five like the end of a girls softball game where it's like good game, good game, good game. And that's it. And then everybody goes home and nobody has to feel dominant or submissive. Or
I've been bottoming a lot lately.
I feel like I mean, I've taken it in the can like a lot.
Bottoming in your career?
For me,
what do you mean?
Like, putting a dick up my butt. Like,
okay,
I was in
bottoming.
Paris with this Brazilian for all week, and so I bottomed for him, and then I had sex again the week after I bottomed. I'm like,
Mateo
God,
hates,
I'm bottoming a
he
lot.
He hates white
Brazilian? He must have had a huge cock. White men.
You say they bottom for
it was
him?
A great what? Cock, not a huge cock. I had one cock that was so big, it was like actually, like, I pulled down
sometimes.
His pants and I looked at him. I was like,
that's
really? I mean, yeah. Are you joking?
That's got to be painful. That's got to be a size requirement, right? I mean, you just
sure,
take...
yeah. Giant doesn't feel good for any vagina.
But you
got
to know, you got to have like, you got to have like an eyeball, like, oh, eyeball a cock and go, that's not going to fit, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but so you what try, you know?
You do?
You do. I mean,
yeah.
Well, there was...
When you're young.
You're
when
not
you're
a bottom, right?
Not really. I mean, it all depends.
I just can't picture you being a bottom, and if I ever see it, I'm not going to have respect.
It might
well,
be
number
nice.
One. Number one. Number one. You will see it. that's number one. Remember?
That's his podcast.
I asked you if I could go to the lake house fucking a million times. What do you think it's for? What do you think it's for?
I'm going to go for that's your podcast, being a bottom for Luis Gomez? Take it.
Luis is going to fuck me on the air. Anyway, which he would do if we could get sponsors. Tomorrow, yeah.
Astroglide, bro. Astroglide.
Dude, I'm going to fuck you, but it's not gay.
I don't think he'd even say that. He'd just be like, we're going to give him a show. We're going to mention the sponsor's name in the beginning and after we fuck.
It's a real ass fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's a real ass fuck. No, I don't know. Like, I mean, it really depends. It's not like, I don't think it's set in stone for anybody.
Right.
Tim, are you a bear? No. For some people, it's definitely set in stone.
Yeah, some people, it's set in stone.
There's,
hey,
yeah.
You, I mean, you've done gay shit, Justin.
For sure.
Have you?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm answering your question honestly.
I know the answer.
I'm answering your question honestly.
Yes.
The only gay shit I've done is like funny, straight guy gay shit.
He
like
blew a husky.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, let Tony Danza talk.
All right.
I'm answering it honestly. I says I'm answering it.
I have no hang-ups about like... someone like a dude touching my dick or anything like that, like
in that event.
No. If it, like, you guys switch seats. In it being funny, because I have no homophobia, but I have no gay.
Gay guys
I
don't have homophobia.
Yeah. Well, I kind of love.
So we got four gays on the
really,
podcast today.
What? Are you really
here,
homophobic?
Let me just...
I'm not homophobic. I joke around that I am, but I'm not homophobic.
You're not at all.
No.
No. Okay.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I think everybody sometimes. If I see a gay person I don't like, I become homophobic.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
If I see a gay person I don't like,
what
I become homophobic.
Why would you not like them? As a person?
You just don't like them. You see a gay person, you don't like them. And you just go, ugh. So
you
feel homophobic.
But that's not homophobic.
You'd be like, that faggot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what you would say, but I can say, I'm allowed to say, but like, you know.
Is that your N-word?
No self-loathing here.
No, but. Yeah, I mean, I don't. I will use it. If I don't like a gay person, I will use their gayness against them.
He talks like a fucking cartoon narrator.
I'm like that.
Right.
I'm like that with Jews. I'm Jewish, like that with Jews.
Like,
Jews,
I think,
totally.
I think you will use.
Totally.
Yeah.
When Jews are really fucking Jewy, I get like very fucking.
I like
when
Jewy.
I hate Italian.
I like that with blacks.
Sometimes I get that. I get like that with Italian sometimes. Like there's a lot of East Coast Italians who are like, yeah, they're like, yeah. Well, this one guy said this to me. He's like, you talk Italian? So I thought he meant, do I speak it? So I do. So I was like, ci certo che parlo così. And he goes, nah, I ain't talking that shit. I'm talking Brooklyn Italian. And I was like, I don't know what that means. So I hate those type of Italian people.
Can I tell you what a fucking piece of spineless shit I am?
Which, yes.
I got Berlitz tapes. Is that Berlitz, right? The language? And I got for Italian because I wanted to speak Italian because my dream was to learn Italian on these tapes and then bring my chick, my wife, back then before we had the kid to Italy for a week. And I just bring, you know, no Italian.
Just so you could order in restaurants or?
Well, what? I don't know. Just to know a little, you know, here and there.
Bobby,
you know
I mean? Never knew the side of you.
Do you remember any of your Italian?
Well, here's the thing: is I put it on random on my iPad,
oh God,
on my iPod, and it would come up every once in a while. You know, buono notte, you know, and I'd just be like buono notte, and then it would go away, and then another one come up a little. So I learned non paletano molto bene, and that's the only one I know.
Is that a pizza?
Scusa. Buona notte, buonasera.
Si.
And then, so I that's all I learned was non paletano molto bene, which means I speak very little Italian, correct?
Just non parlo molto bene l'italiano.
Right, okay. I learned that. I'm coming down the street one day, a guy, Italian guy, in a car. He goes, you speak Italian. He's an Italian guy, right off the fucking boat. And I went, no paletano, molto bene.
Say one of the six phrases
I get
you know.
Fucking, I get geeked. He went, oh, and it went, blah, 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 blah. It just went into it. And I go, no, 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 dude. That's all I know. That's all I got. He was so disgusted with me. Oh. He just pulled away.
Italians in Italy are very excited if you can speak Italian.
What like a fucking beautiful language.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Italian is my favorite. Fuck. What? Name a better language.
I don't know.
I probably Italian.
Yeah,
French, but people don't like the of the
fuck
French.
French. French stinks.
What about Gaelic? Gaelic, the
Gaelic
Irish language.
Poke my hun? No, it's fine.
Yeah, and it's
Mets.
It
sounds like you're about the elves. That's
how
cool.
How about Hebrew? Hebrew's so romantic.
Yeah, Hebrew. Yeah, Ralph.
Sounds like you're fucking getting rid of the hack one.
Well, Italian. What about Latin? What about Latin?
Latin is
a
beautiful.
Dead language.
Oh, wow. And it's basically beautiful. Italian.
What about Sanskrit, Tim?
Yes, I like Sanskrit.
Take your shirt off.
There it is.
No.
Come on.
Like there were other bombs before that. No.
All right, let's cut the nipple. Like, let's make nipple holes.
We,
Right, you don't have to take the whole shirt off. But
this fucker is at my house a couple weeks ago. We have a barbecue. We're all at the pool. We're all fucking fat. I mean, we're just fat. Tim takes his shirt off.
Speak for yourself.
Dude, you're a nightmare under that fucking
Speak for
shirt.
Yourself. Sorry. At least I took my shirt off. Somebody didn't take his shirt off.
That was for the sun, right? It's for the sun.
Right?
What he's at.
I didn't take it off because I was fucking teasing
the sun.
You. Apparently it mattered.
Right.
Yeah, you still remember it, huh?
Because melanoma and skin cancer.
No,
a lot of trees around that pool.
Right. There was no sun that day, but go on.
First of all, I didn't take it off for two reasons.
Yes.
Ready? I'm embarrassed of my torso.
Okay.
Number
you
uno.
Be.
No. Number two, I had a bunch of ketchup stains I wanted to get off in the pool. All right? All right?
You're wearing a black t-shirt, Bobby.
My fat fucking trick. Anytime you fucking spill barbecue shit on your shirt, jump in the water or the pool, and it comes right out.
Okay. That's
all
fair.
All right?
That's fair.
There's a washer dryer in the
does
house.
It? Yeah, I got a washer dryer in the house, but the pool does it fucking immediately.
Immediately.
But anyways.
Justin.
Yeah, he was I mean, look.
He's
proud of Tim for going topless.
Even fucking Lewis was awful.
Right.
I'd rather be us.
Right.
Than almost there.
That's true. I agree.
He looks like a melted candle.
He worked out well.
No.
He's trying to get a sponsorship from Yankee Candle.
Do you work out a lot?
We've
talked about it. I don't remember.
Buddy,
we talked about pit bulls for hours.
Something. This fucking guy took his shirt off and sat by the pool like a model. And we were all like, we hated you.
Yeah.
We fucking.
I wasn't trying. You're in as good same shape as I am. What are you talking about?
Well, I wasn't there. So I'm just curious.
But I'm saying, you're like, do you work out? Like, you know, you're in the same shape as I am. You're in probably better. You're in better shape than
Tim,
I am.
What is this fight you're having?
I'm not having a fight.
Well, fucking take
I'm
it.
I'm deflecting a little bit.
Yeah, don't deflect.
I get uncomfortable.
You're shredded.
All right.
You know you shredded.
I appreciate it.
You know you shredded.
Thank you.
Like the same workout regimen.
Me and you have the same workout regimen.
Say I'm
same
shredded.
Same exact workout regimen.
Me and you, yeah.
Yes.
We do, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you wake up, put your socks on.
I brought a pie to your house. I was yelled at.
I'm going
to
tell you
I
something.
Brought a peach pie from the Little Pie Company, which your wife liked because you lived in the area. And I was
My wife
was
liked you a lot. She liked you a lot.
Yeah, because I'm a class act.
No, she liked you a lot. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Nobody liked the peach pie.
Yeah, listen, it wasn't
Buddy,
good. It wasn't
who
good.
Who the fuck brings a peach
Dude,
pie?
Dude, it's a seasonal fucking pie.
I love peach
I ate
pie.
The peach pie.
It's a seasonal pie. You know what? It was not great. I learned my lesson.
You can't lose with apple.
Listen, you don't fucking... Yes. First of all, fuck you and your peach pies.
No, I love peach pie.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Wow.
Nobody... Listen, when you have a fucking table of desserts...
That's a very heterosexual
Are you
pie.
Referring to us
peach
right now?
Peach pie?
No? Hell yes.
Listen, peach pie is not... It's
not
very
that
black pie.
It's very
That's
black.
That's a black pie.
I was trying to bring soul.
I know at Blue Stove in Brooklyn they make peach pie and it's amazing. It's like peach cobbler. It's great.
Peach pie.
Yeah,
boo.
I tried
cobbler. I'll fucking take cobbler.
Right. Maybe he had a. It was just a bad pie.
What's the difference between peach pie and cobbler?
What's cobbler? What's
fuck,
what? Come on,
it's
come
some
on,
skinny right? guy questions. I don't know. What's the difference?
Really?
I don't
Do you
know
not know either?
What's the difference? Yeah. I mean, come on. You know
the crust is
take
thicker
off your
and crunchier.
Shirt.
Yeah, take it off. Just take it off.
You son of a bitch.
What's wrong with? I mean, it's they can't hear you. Just take it off.
I don't feel like taking my
Buddy,
shirt off right
why
now.
Why don't the you fucking do it, man, and do it for the show?
Come on.
I'm asking you.
You
as
want me
a
to
friend.
Take my shirt off to
yes,
see
Yes, as a friend.
What if he
as
did it and there was a swastika tattoo on his chest that he just got and he's embarrassed about? That's where I'm thinking this
it didn't
is
come
heading.
Out right.
He lost a bet to Lewis.
Lewis is like,
I don't want to be the only one.
All right.
I want someone else. You take yours off. I'll take mine off. There we go.
Why are you gonna fight? I'm the host.
Why do we all want a shirt off anyway?
I don't even understand.
I don't know.
Why do you need someone else to take their shirt off? That being said, I take my shirt off at any chance I can get.
So take your shirt off.
Today,
both of them.
No. I say we judge who's better.
I'm sure Mateo's better.
Wow, you just give up like that, huh?
I'm sure he is.
You think he's better? I don't think so.
This is Mateo, no offense. Very gay Howard
Stern. A fucking offense. I think you're in shape. You look great. Better. There's no. I think Justin's a little tighter than you.
Not right now.
I think so. I like your mom.
My mom loves you. She knew I was coming on. She said you have pictures kissing my mom on the mouth.
Oof. His mom
giving me the finger.
I'm listening.
Well, was,
my mother goes to the upfront. She sees Bobby. She loves you.
Yeah.
Why should she call her right now?
Oh, yeah.
Easy. His mom comes up to me. His mom's hot though.
Okay. Is she working the business? Why is she the upfronts?
A little bit.
Such a
what? I'm curious.
What?
Wall Street. I can't
what?
Figure
I'm just
you out.
Curious.
You're like
business. I got
is
it.
She
what
a
you need? I got
what's
a
she doing? She's at the upfronts. What's she doing? She wants to do something.
Like
we'll do something.
What do you care though?
I'm just curious. Maybe I get a call. I send an email. And make something happen.
We'll make something work for you.
Yeah,
we'll get you in there.
You got enough happening
there.
What's wrong?
I heard fucking enough's happening for you. You got enough going on.
Thanks to Lewis.
What has he done to it? Believe me.
I'm your maker.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait till he calls in that card, too. Dummies have to. When his management goes, you got to wait with Luis Gomez and Gas Digital.
I'm the CEO.
And then he'll fucking dump Luis.
They've already said it. I'm joking.
Oh, no, they did. They did.
Six months.
You got that hot. Listen, you got to get away.
Tim Dillon, you're my creation.
I am only responsible for what I say. That's
your boss. Says and the N word every other fucking thing. You're done.
He's somebody I work with. I don't know if he's my boss. He's
I hope you get your own show on network.
Yeah,
They give you a nice phone call. Listen, we just heard you on Legion of Skanks, and we did some back on this Gas Digital. Yeah,
first of all, it means they're a subscriber because it would be behind the paywall. To get the premium content, Bobby, you have to subscribe. It's $6 a month. You get the whole network.
Thank you.
Say what I tell you to say on Bobby's podcast.
You really are just a fucking...
Gas Digital.
That's horrible. I can't believe it. How many people have you done that to? I feel like
I've only
many.
Done it to two.
Wow.
You and fucking Gino Bisconte.
Okay.
And that's not good company. And I've never had him on again. He's never been on again. That fucking yapping fucking mewling quim.
Quim.
Anyways. oh God. What a fucking week this is. My show's canceled.
What do you mean?
Sex and Drugs got canceled.
What happened?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it got canceled. Well, it didn't get ratings. People didn't watch it.
Sorry.
And that's why the reason why I bring it up is because you talked about your mom, and she was at the upfronts, and I wanted to make out with your mom.
You did make out with my mom.
I didn't make out with her.
A little smooch on the mouth.
I kissed her. Your mom is, she's a pretty woman.
Can I ask you an honest question? I don't think I have a picture. Bobby,
what?
Would you, my mom's 65. Would you bang my mom? I mean, if you weren't married. I'm curious.
I'll tell you.
If you weren't married.
Buddy, you don't have to fucking give me any. I don't need your.
I don't know if
Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't need all that. I'm a fucking weirdo. I got it. Yes.
Really?
Buddy, I would fuck your mom, take pictures while I was fucking her, and send them to you.
Would you?
And be like, dude, I love you. And I love where your seed came. You came from there. I'd point to her vagina. You were in there. No, I wouldn't do that. Of course not. I would have sex with your mom. Absolutely, yes.
Wow.
I would, yes. All your right. mom was, and I'm kind of into that. I've always been into older women, man.
Yeah.
Me too.
Always been into older women. But now she's not even, but you understand, I'm at 45, so there's an age.
65.
There's an age where you kind of just level off.
So now you got to fuck my grandma, basically.
Your mom and me are at the same thing right now.
No, you're not. 45 and 65.
How old is she?
65.
Yeah, but
65.
She's a good 65.
She is a good 65.
Oh, yeah. I'd have fun with your mom.
All right, Bobby.
So what do you ask me?
I asked you.
I said fun. Like we go to like music
Six
festivals
Flags.
And we do.
So
you know,
cute.
Yeah, we go to music festivals.
We get in a hot air balloon.
We hot air balloon.
Daffodil crowns.
I rent a pop up trailer. We go to New Hampshire for the fall. And then we'd fuck so much in that pop-up trailer.
You take her to Italy and show you fucking Italian?
Nah, I would fucking...
Non parlo molto bene.
He just said he was going to get a trailer. You think they're going to Italy? You think that's the next fucking thing? He's like, no, I'm going to fuck your mother in a trailer. I'm not learning any language for her. Going to New Hampshire and going to a field.
The closest she's getting is olive tree.
Book it a Beppo.
Nah, I love you, Mom. She's a sweetie. But there is something there when, you know... You ever feel a little something-something when you know, with somebody and you give them a little, you're joking around, but then there's a little extra something where you're like, ooh, something.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, my mother hasn't had a boyfriend in a long time.
She should.
And she absolutely should because she's an attractive woman.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff going on. She's a fun chick.
What was your fucking Tinder for your mom? Relax.
Yeah.
Your mom doesn't have a problem meeting dudes, does she?
She just doesn't.
Well, you have a girlfriend right now?
I don't right now. We broke up.
You broke up. Why'd you break up?
I was living with her in L.A. Kind of...
She got fat?
No, she didn't get fat. I wouldn't care about that. I like chicks curvy. I wouldn't care about that.
Called curvy? Fat, not curvy.
Yeah, right. I mean, I like chicks. I like chicks with a little bit of meat on.
A little bit? Not too much? You don't want to be like it's fucking on upside down canoe?
She was tall. She was 5'10", so she's taller than me.
She was a great Dane.
And then she's... You know what I mean?
Fully trained. Catch a frisbee.
It's great.
Things weren't working out. Things just weren't working out.
Like, really?
Yeah.
That's such a guy thing to say.
What'd you say?
That's such a guy thing to say. Just wasn't working out.
It wasn't working out.
That means you did something.
I didn't do anything. No. I didn't. I'm not like that. I didn't cheat on her. I was great to her. It just wasn't working out. It was just like...
So now you're back here. You're all
defensive.
Yeah. What's defensive?
I'm kidding. Don't get mad. He almost hit me.
I put my arm around you. I put my arm around you.
You are a little defensive.
I'm teasing.
Am I being defensive?
Yeah, you
I got to loosen up a little.
You haven't got your New York back. You're a little sensitive LA.
You know what?
Thing.
That's
LA
exactly what happened. I think it softened me up a little bit.
Well, I can't hear you. What?
It softened me up. You're right about that. It softened me up a little bit.
Have you been here your whole life?
Sensitive.
Massachusetts.
Where in Massachusetts?
Just Boston itself. Cambridge, yeah.
Really? I grew up in Medford.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in Lexington.
Cambridge had my favorite massage parlor ever, the Old English Health Club.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds real.
Ye old bags
suspect.
Of gum. I mean, was it a handy
ye old
place?
Bags of
the
bread.
Old I English fucking, Health Club sounds took, very suspect.
I took Burr there once. No. he didn't want to go. It was way back in the day.
Uh-huh.
I remember I was in Boston. He was going back to New York when he first moved there. I remember he had this big, Burr, he had this fucking big army set bag. It was just that... fucking long, round duffel bag the army guys had.
Uh-huh.
He had that, and he brought it into this massage parlor because he was taking a bus back to New York. And, it was... Well, when you went down there, you go down, and you get a receipt, okay, and with your name on it. And when you see the girl you like, you run up to her and give her the receipt. But there was only a couple. There was, like, blondes, brunettes, blacks, Spanish. It wasn't like now
but
where...
like, import chicks?
Well, no, they're regular bronze from like wherever, like chick you meet in Revere, you know.
Sure.
But back then there was no internet, so to be safe about it, you would work at these massage parlors,
right?
And there was like a madam. It was a whorehouse. It was a madam.
But they do everything, or just
you get a
the
massage?
Top?
They do anything you want.
Oh wow!
Oh, I saw a girl walking by with a strap on to go to a room next to me.
Marvel.
Some old guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some old guy. The lady was telling me, he likes to get fucked in the butt a lot. Hmm. He comes in a lot.
He should be on this podcast.
But she goes, listen. She goes, listen. And we stopped, and you hear it. In the room next to us. And we were fucking dying. Yeah. But they would blow you, suck you, fuck, whatever you negotiated. Back.
How much?
In ye old English racket.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just old wenches.
Yeah, how many gold pieces for a suck?
Just have like pewter cups.
All right, wench,
drinking.
Come over, wench, and let me suck your titty.
People are biting coins before they give it to
me. I used to just like, when I went to whorehouses, I used to like just the build up. I actually like the pretending that I didn't know what was going on. And the build up, and then 100%. The fucking, they get in your butt crack and kind of go down and hit your nut. Your nut hair on the back of your seam. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And then they'd kind of grab your dick and kind of pull it from behind. And you'd be like, oh. And then they go roll over, and you're like, "What's going on?" I'd fake it all the time. I don't know.
So you can get out of paying for it?
No, I just like the fantasy. I like the fantasy.
Yeah. It's like straight acting gay guys. It's the same thing. It's like it's the whole premise.
What is it? They don't read gay,
and then like, oh, are we touching each other's dicks? I feel like that. I'm not saying that Tim Dillon is into that kind of fucking.
That's all I do.
Yeah, it's like,
they do this thing called gay for pay, and they'll take like straight guys, and then the first like they put them together. Like, oh, the woman's not here, but you guys are here. And then the first thing the guy says, he's like, "I've never done anything like this before." You know? And
this is, we get it, and then minutes later, just riding him.
I mean, it's like, we got it.
I tell you, I would love to be able to just be this for a day. I would fucking go everywhere.
Try it on.
I don't know if I'd be able to stop.
It's a blast, girl.
I would like I could yell at Scobo and it'd be fun. I'd be like, "You're such a fucking bonehead."
And then gays will yell all the time at like girls like, "You're such a bitch," and like, "You're the worst," and I'm like, I don't know, it's like the guys of the gay gets away, you get away with saying
a
more.
Certain amount of abusing women.
Yeah.
Not abusing women, no.
I get in trouble. I can't call anyone today, I get in trouble. My boys, I'll be like,
Thank you, cunt.
It's like, whoa.
Tim, I don't know. You can't be straight acting and then call someone a cunt.
Do you really? I do. Do you really do that with guys? You pretend that you're straight and you don't know what the fuck's going on?
We don't pretend. I don't pretend.
Don't get offended. Relax.
I'm not getting offended. I'm just saying
I don't pretend. Take your hand off your hip.
What does your Grindr profile say? Discreet?
It says masculine.
No.
And it's a picture of me on Fox News. Yeah. It is a picture of me on Fox. And it says masculine. I want another self-hating gay dude.
What kind of guys do you like?
I could tell you the ones that don't like me, you know, like D1 lacrosse player, bank, like Satan, but like that type of guy. But they don't want me. They want six packs. They want you. So that's fine. So what I get is I get like weirdly young, feminine guys who want like who probably were molested by an uncle, and remind them of the uncle.
Twinks. Is that what that is?
So what? Tim.
What did you say? One time you said the guy who had a big dog or whatever.
Yeah, like one guy, one kid. Showed me a picture of his Newfoundland that recently died. So I was not kid, but he was like 24. I was like, oh, well, this will work. Because he just wanted a Newfoundland. Like, he wanted just a big furry thing that that was going to live at least through the night.
You're like Mr. Snuffleupagus.
But I get guys who are not really feminine, but they're not super masculine. They're like New York City guy. Skinny, weird, no personality.
Are you a bear? Tim?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're a bear.
Yeah, Tim so, is more a bear.
Like,
he's
okay,
a bear.
Tim, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want a dude? Do you want a boyfriend?
Right now, I don't really want
one
now.
A hairy woman?
I would marry a rich
Boyle.
Woman.
Would you?
I would marry a rich chick.
Wait a minute. I would marry a wealthy woman. Stop it. Stop it. Stop saying it.
Yes.
I want to ask a question.
Yes.
Keep saying it like it's going to happen.
Say it one more time.
There's only two women I'll marry.
Appears.
Who's the women?
A really, really rich woman or Kathy Bates. I love Kathy.
Because my
first album is going to be a comedy album. It's going to be called I Am Kathy Bates. I feel like every gay guy has a woman that they feel like they are. I feel like I'm Kathy Bates.
You know, I love
this
Kathy
is true.
If you
I
don't
love
remember
Kathy
her,
Bates.
She played the unsinkable Molly Brown in Titanic.
Yes.
She looked very sinkable. All gay men think they're a specific woman.
I know. I think gay men have a. You have a woman
you
that you like.
Woman?
It's Maria Callas.
Yes,
what
Maria Callas.
Right. I know.
How do you fucking? This is like having like three black guys on.
Well,
none of the straight white guys can talk.
When we see each other, we grab each other and go to a corner and just gab.
Yeah, we don't see each other enough, but when we see each other, we escape away and just gay out.
Could you fuck a woman and stay hard?
I've had sex with women. Yeah.
Recently?
Hey, oh my not God. Recently. No, not for. Years and years and years.
But
Tim, yeah. Tim, I'm asking you serious. Do you want to have a boyfriend someday?
Yeah, someday, but not right now. Like now, I'm focused on my career.
Now, okay. All right. Yeah. All right, hang on. Yeah. I'm just gonna ask you a series of questions.
Okay.
Right now. So you'd like to have a boyfriend someday?
One day, yes.
Now, is that boyfriend? Do you know what that is, or is it?
Do I know what I would want?
Yeah, I want a quiet dude, regular guy, not like a lunatic.
Not in the business.
Nowhere near the business. Nowhere near the business. Somebody who, you know, maybe saw his parents killed. Someone
Why?
Who...
Why?
Yes.
Because he needs a pretty bird with a broken wing.
Someone who just stares at the...
You want
the,
Bruce Wayne.
The clouds in the sky. And
he wants Bruce Willis.
I'm serious. What is your fantasy boyfriend?
Just a regular guy, like very
regular
simple.
Dude. Yeah.
Just a dude, like a regular guy. He's like,
now, is he going to be, do you want a guy?
Smart.
Smart, cooks.
Whose parents are
cooks,
murdered.
Has maybe. Money.
You know, maybe.
Does the penis matter?
Does it? Not like it doesn't have, it has to have a penis.
Like,
yeah, it won't this.
Look, if I was, if,
it
yeah,
has
I was
to
gonna,
have a penis, I think, or else he gets the hose.
I would want somebody.
I think any guy can answer the question.
Yeah.
If you had to take a dick, what kind of dick would you have to take?
I would want him to have like a regular penis, or maybe better than regular, but not
bigger.
What's
size?
Regular?
I want him to have a bigger one than me, because then what's the point?
Does it have to be a white penis, a tan? What kind of penis?
I don't care about the color.
Now,
if he's white and his penis is black, it's like. That's interesting.
Like Lewis.
But circumcised, yeah, I would rather circumcised penis.
Right, okay.
I don't like uncircumcised
big
penis.
Big balls, little balls.
I think it's fun sometimes with little balls.
Oh, no.
Really?
I think a big
really?
Dick with little balls.
You
I
like
never
what? Care about
big
balls.
Big dick, little balls. I don't care about balls, really.
Hang on. I don't mind dynamite.
I had an ex-boyfriend who wanted me to suck on his
guys,
balls all the time.
Hang on one second. Hang on one second.
That's reasonable.
You like big balls?
I love a nutsack. I love like a hefty.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
You know, like almost like misshapen even. And it should. And when it's in repose, when it's relaxed.
This shaping,
this overabundance of skin. It should just be this like a cake that someone, you know, just took out prematurely.
Like a saddlebag.
Wait, let him fucking talk, you cocksucker.
Well, it's just, it's marvelous balls. Shaved or half shaved.
Like a beanbag chair?
With googly eyes on it, so it would be like a doll. Or, but no balls.
You like a big ball.
Sure, even under a vagina.
Now, do you like a ball? Do you like a ball? Now, when you're sucking a dick, do you like... Oh, this is the weirdest
thing. Yeah. Do I also put the balls in my mouth?
No, do you
at
like...
At the same time?
What, now, do you like the...
Talent.
Do you like the big balls to play with?
Yes, absolutely.
And you like a tight sack.
No, I don't mind. I don't care either way. I'll adjust.
Stop screaming at me.
I'll adjust.
I'm just asking a simple question.
This is what
Timothy.
My dad says to
Timothy,
me.
I'm just asking
He's
a question.
He's like, lower your voice when you're talking about balls. In this IHOP. Lower your voice.
I just don't care about balls, really. I just want to say
I
that.
I feel like this
I
is a weird... I feel like we're, this is a weird, like meeting of GLAAD, and we're not getting anything done.
They're GLAAD
like,
doesn't get
yeah,
anything
it's like,
done.
No, we're going to push for gay adoption. And we're like, well, what about balls?
I found the perfect man that I want to marry, and he lives in Paris, and I have no way of making that happen.
We can do a GoFundMe.
He's a
Mateo
and me have
like Mateo and me have like the opposite type. I want like an all American guy. Mateo wants like a traveler of the world, like hot.
You want somebody with a scarf.
I want someone with a scar. I want
scar, scar and a scarf.
Anything like ethnic, like if ethnic, they look like loves. They can put like a plate
guys,
in their lip, I'll date it.
Do you guys see like a Modern Family and you see that gay couple on there?
Yes.
And they have this beautiful house and they both have great jobs and they have the kids and they're living basically the American dream as a gay couple.
Right.
Does that appeal to you at
all? No. Really?
I'd like to be richer than them.
Really?
And then abuse power.
Why
would I want to abuse power?
Like a gay Illuminati.
Because, absolutely.
Gays like to become the closest thing they can to Disney villains. So, you know, it's like Tim's on his way. I mean,
I'm on my way. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm Ursula.
You're going to have a fucking a nice
I'm
dog
Jafar.
Coat very soon.
A nice what?
Dog coat. Hey, dude, listen, I know you don't suck dick, but...
Yeah. Really sorry, so J-Dog.
Can you imagine what our show is like?
I want a house like you. I think you have a great life. I want something similar to you.
My life.
Legitimately, I think you have a beautiful home, great family. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's where you know.
Oh, shut up! Listen,
I agree. Listen, man, I agree with you. Even though it's me you're talking about,
right?
I walk up my driveway. Or I look at
lucky,
my life.
You're lucky.
I'm not lucky.
No, you worked hard.
I'm not lucky. I worked my ass off.
Right.
And I, you know.
Well, we're all lucky to an extent.
Well, I fucking worked on my relationship, sure. which I still work on.
Yeah.
I could have thrown that out a fucking long time ago. As far as being a good dad, I work on that. Yeah. As far as my home, you know, I wasn't a fucking idiot with my money.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not loaded. I'm not, you know, I still have to take what I can fucking take, especially now that the fucking show got canceled. But, you know, I do really look at my life and go, this is... People say you're lucky. I get why the
you're fortunate is
I
what
think,
they mean.
I think that's you're fortunate. Mean. You're fortunate. Like you.
I think that's
again,
the word.
Me and fortunate. Stavros will talk about it. Sometimes when we're in a car eating like potato chips, we'll be like, "Bob, you can't go to life. Wouldn't it be nice to have Bob in life? That would be make me happy." You know, we just performed at a bar for four people and. We're eating somehow frozen yogurt and Funyuns.
Stavros and I have a very similar Instagram, except just opposite bodies.
Stavros' Instagram is amazing. And it's amazing watching it happen, like watching those photos actually
Yeah, but
get
here's
conceived.
The problem is that we're on the road together. Like, we're in Vermont this weekend, and all he's looking for is to get a fucking, you know, naked somewhere. He's like, dude, can I... look at buddy, I'm not involved in this. I got other things. I like your fucking Instagram, but get away from me. I'm not taking a photo of you at a farmer's market with your fucking, you know, a lobster on your cock. It's
Ben and
happening.
Jerry's.
I just did the Vermont Comedy Club last weekend, Bobby. It was great.
It's amazing. Amazing club.
Amazing club.
Here's one of the best rooms in the entire country, I think.
Vermont.
Yeah. Me and Soder were there.
Yeah.
You're having maple syrup.
I know. But you put that pressure on us, too, you fuck.
What?
You two, he's like, they got maple syrup. And now me and him are walking around, and we're like, does he want to get maple syrup? I'm like, no, I'm not fucking. We're getting dumplings. Those two queens walking around getting fucking maple syrup.
Me and Soder went to the farmer's market.
Yeah, we
Bobby.
Did too, and we got dumplings.
At
not
the fucking farmer's
who
market?
Who buys fucking syrup?
In Vermont, everyone.
It's literally
not
everyone,
a psychopath.
Buddy.
You got dumplings at the farmer's market?
Yeah, from a lady who's been there for 20 fucking years.
Oh, you can't do that with dumplings.
No, she hand makes them to order, you fuck. Has a wooden cart.
It's Bernie Sanders making dumplings.
That's some fucking Chinese carpenter made for her. She's out there all day. There's a line. Me and Star Wars.
Did you have the sliders?
Fuck you. I'm telling you about the fucking dumplings, Chubby.
Oh, I've had sliders.
Okay.
Those sliders in Vermont are amazing.
Fuck sliders.
All right, whatever. I'm sorry.
Dumplings.
All right, dumplings.
The Chinese, and everybody knows about her.
But if you're in Vermont, you should grab some maple, you get some cheese and some syrup.
You're not listening. You're not listening. That's what hacks do.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah,
that's what fucking hacks do.
I'm listening.
You know what I fucking did? I fucking went and I got a fucking dumpling from a Chinese lady that's been doing it for 20 years and everybody knows her. It's a secret. And they don't tell you fucks because they don't want you to have the dumplings. They want to keep it. But I know, you fucking cocksuckers.
Thank you.
I thought I would add to the noise.
I'm going to take that thing back about one in your life. I'm going to take that back.
Now that you've
Let me
said
roll that,
Bobby,
back slightly. I want
think
parts of it.
You should take off your shirt. We've all been waiting.
Oh, yay!
And why are you staring at me while you're doing it?
Don't fucking talk and let him do it.
Maintain eye contact, please.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Now, do me a favor. Put this in your mouth.
No.
Wait, let me see.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Do you walk by, like, posters of Bruce Lee and go, tank ass? Look at you. You're fucking, he's lovely.
He's a fucking good-looking guy, man.
He is. Yeah. The tits are high and tight.
Yeah, look at him. He's holding everything in there,
Super
though.
Dude. I want to lean back a little bit so
yeah,
I can
lean
relax.
Back. Yeah, like, lean back.
I just want to lean back so
Let's
I can
get
relax.
That camera down there.
It's very
nice. Rent, this is the gayest fucking show we've ever done.
No, I'll take off my clothes. Everyone else take.
I want Lauren to take her
I'll
jacket
take off.
I'll
take off my shoes.
I won't take off my shoes. You'll throw up at my toenails. I literally, my
they look
pinky
like driftwood. Saw them.
My pinky toenail the other
day. They do. I saw them.
That was funny. Driftwood. That was funny.
Good. I don't take my
my
pants
fucking
off.
Toenails are like sea glass. it's fucking awful. But I'm fat. It takes me a little while to get down there, so it's like a seasonal thing. Cutting my toenails.
Oh, is it fall? Time to cut my toenails.
Dude. I love Vermont. It was fucking great. But Stavros, here's the problem. I'm fucking, you know, I'm doing the show. I really love traveling with him because we'll sit down in the afternoon and go over jokes and go over our sets from a lot. And he watches my set. I'll watch his. And we help each other out with bits, which I don't think fucking comics do on the road. It's, you know, you're going out there. You have your act. I have mine. We worked on it on our own. And you go do your shit and I go do mine. Live or die by the fucking whatever you got. And if you do good, great. And then you go have fucking parties after and do your shit. Me and Stavros actually we're helping each other with bits and working shit out. And we sat down the next day and we went, you know, for an hour and a half, and I went over some shit with him and he went over, and then we tried it that night and it fucking worked. So there is a, I love that creative thing that he likes.
Lisa Traeger and I go on the road together, and I straighten her hair and blow dry it, and
sounds
she
just
watches
like their
SVU,
trip.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's fine. But the gayest thing I've ever heard, other than this podcast. But
he's without his shirt on right now.
That's not
thank
gay
God
at all.
For
very
you.
Comfortable.
That's fucking motivation right
comfortable.
There.
Comfortable.
But like at night, he turns into a different animal.
Yeah.
Like we set because he's Tindering all day. He's hunting all day. And then he hooks one of these fish. And then at night, he's like, all right, I'll see you later. And I'm like, it's 12:30. We're leaving at fucking 6. He's like, all right, I'll be back before 5. And then I woke up in the middle of the night. It was around 4:30. He's in the bed. And I went, and his glasses were broken. There was grass stuck
Jesus.
In the lenses.
Good for him.
His pants had like grass stains on them.
Would he get thrown out of a moving car?
No, he fucking
jumped.
No, he fucking met the chick on Tinder, spent all night listening to Hopes and Fucking Dreams, shooting angles. Then at the end of the night, finally went down on her a fucking grassy knoll and by a cannon. You know what I mean? And it's like, fuck, I remember doing all that shit, but it's just such a taxing pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Just fucking fool to eat some strange redhead's pussy on
exactly
the grass.
That's exactly the pussy I ate, by the way.
What?
Is it really?
Once. Only once. It was a strange redhead.
Really?
And I had to pretend it was an anus. But back to you.
A big anus?
No, I pretended it was an anus. No, not I mean, not a big anus. In my head, it was just a normal anus.
Look, man, pussy... pussy's a fucking nightmare.
I agree.
I've said
not
this
at
in
all.
My act.
Yeah, you, not at all.
What are you talking about? It's like a theater with, like, infinite curtains
fantastic.
And then no actors.
It's fantastic. Shut up.
There's no. One actor. It's the clit.
Right? And then, you know, shy.
I'm going to throw up. No, pussy, I'll be honest. You have to be desensitized to it.
I disagree.
Look, if you,
I
say it in my act. If you take sex out of it, there's no such thing as sex. We don't even know what sex is. And you're holding your penis, a man holding his dick, and a woman holding her vagina open. I was like, you have to put one of those in the mouth. Everybody be like, oh, put the dick in my mouth. That fits in your mouth. It doesn't taste like, it tastes like a fucking thumb. I don't even, you know what I mean?
Tastes like a
pussy? You'd be like, I don't even know what the fuck used to be there that you ripped off. Like she got caught shoplifting or whatever the fuck.
Is this the bed?
That hole is. Yeah, it's, I remember the first pussy I saw, I was like, you gotta be shitting me. And then I remember licking it and I was like, fuck this. And then, over time, you desensitize yourself to, look, this is what you do to make her feel good, and then you can get up in there and lick.
But then, do you like it? Like, listen,
I'll tell you what happened to me. I had a child, and I got re-fucked up with pussy because I saw life come out of it.
Oh, yeah.
But between the time when you first went down on a chick and the time you had a kid, there's a large amount. There's about 20 years here.
A lot of pussy.
So let me ask you, Greg, just like coffee, once you have an acquired taste, did you not like it at any point?
Buddy, I loved it. But I love the effect of it. Believe me.
But you never enjoyed doing it?
I like...
He'd hold his nose.
I'll tell you what I like.
Are you coming out of the closet now? What is this part of the show?
I never like going down
on his body.
I tell you what I like, man, about what about a woman.
Yeah.
Is I love... and the why I know I'm not gay.
And I want you to look me right in the eyes while you're telling me, Bobby.
It's very mechanical with gay guys. Like, they know how to... suck a dick the way you're supposed to suck it.
Uh-huh.
I think girls put on more of a show, and you know, and what? What?
I am like a fellatio kabuki dancer. I'll build like a nest around the penis, and then like something with scarves or fans.
It's like a ceremony.
I will really romance it up. I can't believe I'm being. You know, it's really important that you put your art into it.
You put like
your feelings.
Geisha face.
I stand corrected.
My God.
I don't know. I didn't. There's just something.
You animal.
Look, I've grown to like pussy over the years, but the first couple pussies I saw was a nightmare.
But you don't like going down on a woman? You don't enjoy
it? Like,
that doesn't turn
you
on?
Some I like
guys
the
are
I like
obsessed.
The effect of
I am.
So I've had boyfriends
I like the effect
don't.
I like the effect of it.
I have guys that don't.
That's
and I
nuts.
Break up with them.
Well, that's yeah, it's not fair.
No, it's not.
I took, look, I took to eating butt like that. And there was, I was like,
ooh. Olé!
Yeah, what a trooper. What a trooper over there.
Bobby,
do you like eating a woman's butt?
Hang on one sec. I got a really important I know doing show. I got a really crazy email right now.
Oh, sorry.
It's really crazy. Text message. I know I said no. I never text, but that I had to. Do I like eating butt? I like doing anything in the heat of passion. I'll fucking eat an asshole. I'll suck a puss. I'll fucking stick my fingers. I'll put my finger in her asshole.
Feet.
And then,
do you like having that done to you?
What?
Like if a girl puts her finger in your butt?
I don't. I'll tell you
I
this.
I don't like that.
I'll tell you this. I like. I used to. This is my thing. My thing back in the day was getting my ass eaten.
It's really? So good.
Hang on. Settle down. Settle with the fucking. The fucking dick gavel orders you.
I like
settle down.
I like how you said your thing, like you were a gangster, and that's what people knew about you. Like, yeah, Bobby likes to get his ass eaten.
Yeah.
Tommy's good with numbers. Bobby likes to get his salad tossed.
Rim job, Bobby. I really,
yeah, I was a name.
Hey, kids.
Usually, a guy pushes the girl's head down this way. He pushed her head down from behind.
Who are you?
I'm kidding.
Where the fuck have you been, dude? Can you I got this fucking
quiet
queen
story.
Taking his shirt off.
Just let it happen.
I'm kidding. Listen. Yeah, I used to. I remember there was a waitress here, a bartender here, Spanish girl, fucking hard ass bitch, too. Who everybody wanted to fuck her. She told everybody to go fuck themselves. But she would fuck me. But mainly.
Wait, how long ago?
This is, dude, come on. This is years ago. It's 2000. 2001, 2, 3, maybe around there. But, and there was this other girl, she was 18, smoking. And they would just fucking, like, I'd go meet up the Spanish girl, and she'd be like, all right, we'd talk for a little bit. And she'd go, all right, let's go. I'm gonna eat your ass. And we'd go back to my place, and she'd fucking suck my dick from underneath and just eat my ass like a big fat.
Really?
I have that thing in my act where I was literally a girl was eating my ass, and I said, oh, eat that pussy. And she got fucked up. She was like, what did you
say? I remember
just
that.
Say?
I remember that joke.
But it wasn't.
That
it
took
was just,
her too far. That was too far from
well,
her.
I think the reason why I said it as I got way into
eat
it.
Eat my ass
it,
pussy.
I was on my small on my back with my legs up. I think if I was.
Oh, baby.
Like standing up like this, a man, I wouldn't have said it.
Is this when you were real fit? When like,
yeah,
which,
shredded
which body? This is shredded Bobby.
Yeah, you can't have your feet up. And
I used to
like
love getting my
fat.
Dick sucked from like milking, I think they call it. When they pull your dick that for you get on all fours and they pull your dick in.
Mine doesn't go that. It can't do that.
Explain that. Explain that. You're on all fours.
You get on all fours like a fucking Doberman pincher.
Yeah.
And then you pull the fucking cock back.
That
backwards.
Hurts. Yeah. Like your dick's like this, and they pull it through your legs out. Like
yeah.
The old fruit basket.
I mean, that can be tough. And then she would suck my dick.
That would make me insecure, man.
Oh, my God.
I would get, if a girl's sort of mouth around my butt, that would make me a little, I'd be uncomfortable.
Oh, it's delightful.
It didn't make me insecure at all. No way.
Do you have a hairy ass?
Dude, I had one time.
You have no hair on your body.
Not back then. Look it, I say, my ass is shut down like Chernobyl now. Okay?
I get it.
There's fucking rusty swing sets and everything, okay?
No, mine looks like the underside of an elementary school desk. Yeah, there's like gum, initials.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. Mine, you can actually hear squeaking of rusty swing sets. It's awful down there. I don't let anybody down there. But nobody goes down there. Doctors don't even go down there.
But back then it was better?
Back then my ass was fucking no wrinkles.
You shaved it?
I didn't have to.
Your ass gets wrinkles?
How do you know? You used to look in the mirror?
The fucking,
the balloon
fucking,
knot. The balloon knot.
Yeah.
The
back
starfish.
Then it was just a
pristine.
Perfect little butt.
Now it's like a rusty sheriff's badge.
I don't know. I'll tell you this. I haven't been down there in a while. I'm sure you could chip away a couple things
funny.
And it might look all right. Like if you got like an, you know when you get
like
an
old fresco painting? No,
like
restoration people down there.
It's
like, spring cleaning to get the yard ready.
Yeah.
You know?
Just
like,
get some 409.
Yeah. If you found a knife at the bottom of the ocean.
Right, right.
And then you brought it up and chipped away that fucking rust on
it. It would be, it would still cut.
So your asshole's an antique.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now it is.
It's from the Titanic.
It's charming. Yeah. It's quaint.
The only way somebody goes near my asshole now is I pay for it.
Yeah.
Like if I would pay a chick to, you know, fucking
or
blow
a colonoscopy.
Me. Yeah, or something like that.
That
made
me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I did my thing. It's all right. I had a lot of fun with my ass back in the day. A lot of chicks did a lot of fucking crazy shit to it. But
that's cool.
And I like fucking chicks in the ass too. I like banging chicks in the ass, but not fully. Just a couple.
I find it so boring.
Really?
Yeah, because why? After because it's just it's almost
every gay was mad that you just said that.
Sorry, I find it boring. I find it kind of boring. What? I like doing other things with that, but I don't like it's just it doesn't feel as good as the other stuff.
Well, something in your butt. Like I had a girl stick her finger in my ass, and I didn't like it because it was just once she did it, it was over. Like it was, you know what I mean?
What's interesting about the butt is the butt.
What do you mean?
Is like doesn't want you to be in it.
That's right.
So I think that's kind of interesting because it's like it's foreboding. It's like no.
Yeah, it is like no for a reason.
No, I mean lots of things you know.
You'll go to hell.
No, I mean I am going to hell every Tuesday at 7 on Guest Digital.
That's right. Plug the show, Tim Dillon. I made you.
Oh my God! Listen,
I created
listen,
you.
Listen, you set me up.
Yeah. Timmy, I don't. I just didn't. I you know there was a time where I had one girl wanted to fuck.
Have you ever knew a dude who was like a gay dude who then got married? Because like I
Why are you fucking screaming?
I'm not screaming. I'm always yelling. But like when I was in, I think it was a first year of college or maybe senior year. I'm trying to forget. I hooked up with a kid and now he's married. Like that's. That shit happens.
Well, that shit happens all the time. Yeah, so many, I mean, look at Kevin Meaney.
Right.
We had married with a kid.
I don't know anything.
Kevin Meaney, the comic.
That's yeah. That's not right.
I don't care. I don't want you guys can do it better.
Oh, yeah. Judy Garland saying that.
Yeah, but you... Yeah, he was married for years and came out.
Gotcha.
Has a kid and whatever.
Wanda
yeah,
that, Sykes.
Wanda Sykes. Sure. Married, came out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew she was gay.
Keith Robinson.
Oh, Bobby, I'm not here to defend myself. I can't defend you. You got Justin with your shirt on. I can't defend myself, you.
That would fucking kill me if he was gay. How great would that be?
Oh, I like to suck a
dick in Woodbridge.
Oh. I can't suck dick like I used
to. I've been living with my boyfriend in Woodbridge for 3 years. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys like that.
Right.
A lot of shit like that happens. But I think by the time, especially in nowadays, by the time you're 20, 25, is it really, do you
it
have
was
to be in the closet
when I
anymore?
Was 16, I was 16 working at Michael's Arts and Crafts, literally like, I just haven't found the right girl yet. I mean, it was like, so embarrassing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I came out 25. No. I think that was late, and I'm the last generation that will come out that late.
No, that's it.
No.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was 15, and I started the group in my high school.
I was 25.
You started a gay group?
I started the gay group in my high school. I was like, you know, sequined and very queer.
Right.
Incredibly, like, super
and that was
gay.
Impressive because it was in Tehran.
It was
school.
In Tehran.
It was in Tehran.
Are you really?
Yeah, you're reading Lolita in Tehran
was
is about him.
When I was nine, too.
Yeah. I was a huge faggot.
Super.
When I was a kid.
But like
I was gay as a kid and then not gay.
I think there will always be people like akin, I think there will always be like, you know, like to Tim's taste,
yeah.
Where like somebody doesn't want a mainstream gay experience. Right. They're going to want.
I like the quiet
Jesus Christ.
I like
your voice is so fucking echoing.
I like the guys who blow each other in like bathrooms. Well, you keep shutting my mic off, so I don't know if I have to yell to
no, you don't have to
reach
yell.
The
I,
people.
Buddy, I will never shut
I stop plugging
again.
Your
I think,
network.
I think part of the gay experience to me is like being sneaky, and I think it's fun.
Yeah, and it's not
yeah,
fun.
It's
not sneaky.
I don't know, but it's
know
weird.
It's
not
fun.
Healthy.
I mean, I'm not looking. I don't want to go back to like the 50s and 60s, like ducking and cover and hiding in bushes.
I don't want that either.
I literally want to have sex with people from the 50s and 60s who still haven't dealt with their stuff.
Come here, young boy. Yeah, just yeah. Dentures.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many guys have you been with?
Nice Jewish boy. How many men have you been with?
0.0.
Ever.
I offered.
Have you ever done, and I'm going to be honest, have you ever done when you're like a kid, when you're like, what?
He's shirtless.
I'm
going
to be honest with you.
I'm straight up. Take it off.
Everybody's going to be shirtless by the end of the podcast. We're all dead.
See?
Oh, Jesus
fucking kidding
wait,
me.
Wait, settle down.
Wow. What relax. Is your stomach?
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he's. Yeah, but dude, I'm telling you.
This is the result of self-hate. It's called.
No,
yes.
No, this is the result of self-hate. That yeah, is hard work.
Yeah. There are many different shades of the rainbow in here.
I love
today.
That he went around Tim's head.
Yeah.
You could have done this.
Yeah. Now I feel uncomfortable.
Why?
Why?
Because you're around him? You got to do relax,
you
both
guys,
of you.
Now rub on each other.
Did see, this is what I love about Justin. Yeah. Dude, you're such a pussy hound. You would fucking do gay shit, and it wouldn't even be gay. Well, Bob, you'd be doing it for shits and giggles.
That's my point, but here's what I'm asking. This yeah. is what I was, and if, this makes you come, you don't answer. When I was like a kid, when we were like 12, I remember me and my friends, we would put like like big
cocks in your mouth?
No, my I talked about this the other day. My friend's mom, we would put like, we would watch like the sex scenes. What'd you say?
You sucked your own dick?
I mean, you have to be pretty flexible to do that.
I tried. I can lick the tip.
I'm very flexible.
I almost snapped my neck.
No, like we would watch like the sex.
Swear to God, I almost fucking snapped my neck.
He tried this afternoon.
We would watch like the sex scenes in Police Academy. Remember when the girls were getting naked in front of the fire?
Yeah.
In the van, and then we would put like the couch pillows between each other and like hump each other through the couch pillows.
You and your buddy.
But I've had enough of those weird experiences to be like, I know I'm not gay because like I'm not, you know, I had those weird like boy
experiences. I have never done anything that gay.
There was a big one. There was a kid one time. We were it was a sleepover.
Imagine this guy. What, you suck the guy off?
No, there was a sleepover, and it was like three of us sleeping in this kid's room, and like he threw porn on, and everyone's like watching for the first time, and I turn around. And this dude is naked, just fucking a stuffed animal in front of us.
That's cool.
And I'm just like, I'm gonna.
We did that all the time. We did that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like locked up from 15 to 17.
This conversation makes me want to put my shirt back.
I was locked up from like 15 to 17.
Locked up. What do you mean?
Like I was like in this. It was like a mix between like a boarding school and a detention center. You know what I'm saying? It was like,
did your parents catch you like fucking a sheep?
No. I stopped.
I can't.
Wait, what did he say?
Did you fuck the tag off the furniture?
I can't. The emu.
Darren's got him fucking a Shiba Inu. I can't.
He just loves the dog.
I can't. It's so funny.
Tim's getting gayer. Tim's gay's coming out. Tim, I can't.
All right.
I can't. It's fabulous.
Let me rein it back in and stay on brand. Wouldn't it be funny if outside I was a huge queer, like just had like just dressed in drag all over the place?
Buddy, if I saw you as a fucking a math teacher, some woman, some fucking woman with high heels and a shitty bag, just walking on the streets, and I bumped into you, excuse me, I would fucking hug you forever.
Okay.
If I just saw you. Well. Oh, God. That's a whole other thing, too, is that there's guys who like to dress like women.
Yeah,
sure. Just transvestites. Is that
a transvestite or a crossdresser? That's a crossdresser.
But that's the same thing as a transvestite.
It's the same thing. But Bobby's trying to sound smart about it. He's like, so that's a crossdresser. Actually, that's what a transvestite.
Well, no, I mean it's a mind.
You mean they're not transgender? Like they don't have. They didn't cut their dick off.
Before I was doing Bob's comedy, I was singing in gay strip clubs all around Chicago. And
you?
There was one.
No.
I would sing, but it would be me. It would be like a stripper, a drag queen, and then me. And they always hated me.
Did you always have this little fucking Italian mustache?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, is that, you just did guys ever complain about it?
No, they kind of like it. Although one British guy in Paris the other week was walking by and said, fucking Freddie Mercury over there. And I was like, got it.
It's like a young Geppetto.
Hey, Michael's a boy. Yeah, I don't know. I've always had it. I think I look better with a mustache.
What you've said, I've really enjoyed. I just want to let you know that. I am sorry.
Two great jokes.
I'm going to have you back on, and we're going to do sports.
Beautiful.
I'm coming too.
No.
Well, just leave the gays at home. We'll be fine.
Come back for sports.
Scopo booked the show all gay. I'm sorry.
You know what? So. Could we come back for like an Oscar recap?
Yes, we can come back. We can do the Tonys.
Would you let me do that? No, not the fuck the Tonys. Awesome. I want to go after those dresses and those women.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me do an ad real quick. Can we? Can who can read?
I always do the ad. But let Maron do it. I usually do.
I'll do it.
Let Maron do it.
Can we do it? Can we pass? We'll do a paragraph each.
Okay.
This will be the gayest read in the world.
Bobby.
Yes. Do your best gay voice.
Yeah. It's a 116.45.
All right.
55.
At DraftKings.com.
You don't need to come in
for DraftKings. He's reading.
To cash in, the player who finished 800th in week one's biggest fantasy football contest took home $100. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs.
Thank you. This is Paul Verzi. DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. 1 week fantasy means no season long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. I did hit another deer on my way home. I'm very upset. It's not happy.
The other night I opened for Bill Burr. There were 2 billion people that came. Whatever your level of fantasy expertise, DraftKings is something for everyone except the podcast, which I've been doing for 35 years. I do a podcast every day. We record it once a week. Please listen to the Verzi Effect. Thank you, Bobby. I did it. I read. Don't give me a look.
Give her the thing.
Thank you.
You're starting to disappoint
me. Can I read it like Liza Minnelli?
Yeah, go ahead.
Liza Minnelli?
Yeah, this is the last part.
All right.
Listen. Call for action and don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now and choose your players for this week's contest. Kay Thompson was my godmother. And I.
Or I could do it like Joe Mackey.
Well, if you're going to enter the promo code Kelly and play free with your first deposit, that's the promo code because Sam Morrell's an idiot. Kelly to play free your share over $1 million in total prize this weekend.
I don't know how to, only a draft. This is just gay Jewish now. Only a DraftKing.com. DraftKing.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
All right, check it out. Go to DraftKings.com.
They got their money's worth.
They did.
Damn straight. They got Liza and Joe Mackey reading it.
DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. So go there right now. Don't wait. DraftKings.com now and use the code Kelly for free first deposit. That's the promo code Kelly to play for free. Go there, DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. That was great. Is he in the bathroom now? What a fag. He is the gayest.
No. Is he going to come back with his shirt on or off? That's the question.
But is he going to come back at all when he fucking blows his load in the toilet? From all this fuck. Hey, how you doing? Right in there to the left.
No, you look great. Left. Hi, pretty. Yeah.
What's the light? It's inside to the right, where lights usually are.
Use your phone to make it.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, we're live. What do you think? I shut it down because you're going to take a whiz?
I'm going in there. You're trying to sneak me in there with you. I'm not going.
Buddy, use your common sense. Where's fucking lights?
Just feel the wall.
Oh, God, you're a dummy. Go in there and fuck him in the ass, would you?
See what happens when you're the hottest one in the room and can't find the light switch.
Let's move on from the gay, because you're more than gay.
Oh, sure. That's so sweet.
You're way more than gay. You're very funny, guys.
I mean, I just did a Liza Minnelli impression, so I don't know if that's true.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I just want to. We got to move on.
I agree.
Shut up.
Well, all the chat room stuff is just gay stuff. So should we get that out of the
way and then
move on?
Yeah. Okay. Is there any gays in the chat room?
That's a good question. No one has admitted that yet, but
yes.
Okay. Deepu, have you ever hooked up with a dude?
Probably. No.
Stop.
The closest I got was being hit on by you a couple years ago.
I think I did.
Oh, man.
You hit on Deepu?
I don't think I hit on Deepu. I might have hit on Deepu.
Can I stop? What did he do?
No, we were friendly. He was working in Staten Island for a little period of time.
No one in comedy has ever been friendly to Deepu. So he just thinks everyone's trying to find. But I think Deepu's a good looking guy.
Yeah, that's why
you are.
What is he's a good looking guy.
I'll be the judge of this.
Okay.
Ooh, excuse me. Order in the fucking court. So what did he do to you?
He gave me his number. He called me.
Yeah, I called
Friday
him.
Night.
Yeah, yeah.
You called Deepu.
Yeah. I think I called. But this is why I had nothing going
for
on in my career.
So
is that why you don't pick up the phone for me anymore? You fucking cunt.
Listen.
Called Deepu.
I called him. I don't think I did anything overt, but. I think I was feeling it out.
What time did he call you?
It was a nice evening phone call.
Yeah, it was at night.
Was it a Tuesday or a Friday?
Friday night.
Friday night. Yeah, put it out. They're saying hello.
Yeah.
Hey, saying hello.
Talk about the business.
Is there water for me?
I'm sorry.
This cocksucker, every fucking
week. No, it's my job.
I shut your face. Every fucking week.
Don't yell, Lauren.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Don't ever yell at her.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I'll fucking hit her if you keep it up.
Don't yell at her.
I swear to God. I'll fight
you
too.
You don't
fucking scare me. I'm not one of your dogs. You know, I'm the alpha male here. Sit, shut, stay. Shut up. God, every fucking week.
No, it's my fault.
Shut up.
It's not your fault, baby.
No.
Shut your mouth. Scopo, look at me in the eye.
She did nothing wrong.
Scopo.
She's amazing.
What's the only thing I asked for?
Water.
And a coffee.
I can't stand you.
Scopo's trying to hook me up with a lesbian.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
hi.
Whoa, whoa.
My name
hey,
is,
I'm the king of segues. My name's Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. My name is Jine. I'm happy we can be on this date together.
Jine.
I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I've started making water homemade. I saw The Martian, and I thought, hey, that'd be a good idea. So what are you interested in?
Not vagina.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
Have you ever had a vagina?
No.
Yep.
In college, no.
Ask me if I've had a cock.
You've had a cock?
Yes.
Really?
Wait a minute. No, wait.
Oh.
How happy you got
fascinated
fucking
by that. Yeah.
Gloria Steinem, really?
I love Gloria Steinem.
Oh, no, you do. What's in the chat room, Deepak?
All right. Ben Payne says, I want to ride Mateo's stash with my butthole.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. That's gay.
Let me see pictures.
No, geez. Do you really? Is that how you
of
are?
Of course.
You
fucking... Sure.
No, what? He's just going to let some fucking complete monster sit on his seriously.
Oh, my God.
God, what else you got?
Your sides are awesome.
Who?
Awesome. You. Just
what?
Speech pattern. His asides are awesome. I love it.
What's up? I don't even know what you're talking about.
His asides are awesome. The things he said, they're awesome.
Just say the things he says. Don't fucking spice you up, okay? All right.
It's rubbing off on me, Bobby. It's rubbing off on me, Bobby.
Dude, you should be gay.
It's an easier life.
Cash in. I would date him only because he's hot and he loves pit bulls.
Listen,
I'm obsessed.
It's an easier life than fucking Samoyeds.
Listen,
no,
that was
funny.
It's
that,
a fucking...
You held back on that. You held back on that because...
I
listen,
did not. You know what? Your excitement bugged me.
All right.
You were laughing at it before you spit it out.
I thought it was very
funny. You eager beaver. Even though you don't like beaver. What else you got?
BXB says, Scopo's big ass will be appreciated here.
What else you got?
James Pasqui says, last time Mehran bombed, it was a real dumpster fire.
Oh, right.
This weekend?
A terrorist thing.
Yeah. Oh, I guess because you're... I don't get it.
Too soon. Too soon.
Last time Mehran bombed, it was a real dumb...
He's from Iran.
Because you're from Iran.
Oh, I'm a terrorist.
Well, it's...
terrorized dicks.
And you know, I love terriers.
I can't believe the fucking craziness that happened.
Yeah, here comes a serious point.
Well, no.
Here comes a geopolitical analysis.
Gays will let it get serious. Gays will immediately.
Oh, I can't.
I'm just trying to give him something to say.
Yeah.
No.
For the gay shit.
Enough with the gay shit.
Jim Belushi said that to me once. I did a show with him. He's the one that's alive, right?
Yeah.
White knuckling it.
Yeah, because...
And I did a show, and he came up afterwards, and he's like, I like that gay shit material. And I was like, all right, thank you.
Not the segue really hard left, but I was up in Vermont when this bomb shit went off, and it was so funny how they were like, oh, it's not terrorism. They were saying weird shit.
Yeah, they were like, we don't know why it's... I mean, who knows? It could be anyone. We don't know if it's terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
And
what did they say? They said it was meant to hurt people, but it's not terrorism. And then the next day, they're like, it's terrorism. And it's just... I mean, we're not idiots.
Well, I mean, first of all, the guy had a bag, a suitcase... with a rice cooker in it.
Yeah, pressure cooker.
I mean, it couldn't have been more fucking hilariously.
A rice cooker.
It's like, dude,
it was inept.
Now
these guys
went up and took out. They saw the. I was talking to Jim Serbico today. There was an article he sent me. They saw the Toomey suitcase and wanted the suitcase.
Yeah.
So they opened up the suitcase
and left the bomb
and saw the bomb and took it out.
Yeah,
and broke it.
But they broke the bomb, and they took the suitcase. But it's like.
Homeless people who did that?
I don't know.
So
and then the other one was actually a duffel bag with five of these bombs in it.
Like, right.
And
like
they
Bill Burr on the fucking way to the massage parlor type of thing?
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Where is that? You know what?
No. And I was asking for the description.
You fuck
I was asking for the fucking...
Take it.
I was asking description.
Put it on there, baby
girl. Well, the homeless people are saving us. A homeless person found the bomb in New Jersey during the Marine run. A homeless person wanted the suitcase and found the bomb, somehow deactivated it, left it, and grabbed the suitcase. So they're saving the city.
Yeah. Isn't it?
He's right by my house.
I think every time I see a homeless. I'm like, you're saving the city.
But it's weird that
paid.
It's almost like this. If you get the Boston bombers, it was so well thought out. They put it. It was so precise, and they took out as many people as they could. And their bombs were so vicious. And then you have this guy. I feel like he got the call. Like, he was just hanging out, partying, doing his thing. The new iPhone just came out. He's excited about getting that.
Yeah.
And then they got the call. Okay.
He was like an, I think he was like an alt terrorist. He's like, I'm going to do it my way.
He was patient.
I don't think he did it my own way.
I don't think he wanted to do it. I think he was like half to ass it. He was like, oh,
no, I think he wanted to do it. And I think it's, yeah, I don't want to depend on the idea that terrorists are always going to be inept. You know?
How bad are you that you, in New York City on a Friday night, you
can't. I mean, listen, a bomb did go off. 26 people did go to the hospital with wounds. I mean, it isn't nothing. It is. They were all out the next day. None of them were life-threatening.
He put the bomb in a barrel, then all the shit went up.
Yeah, well, listen, he was not good. He was not good at it. We know that.
But do you think that, I'm just asking this question.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's possible that he was like, I don't want to do this?
No, think he absolutely wanted to do it. He's an idiot.
Okay.
He's an idiot.
Let me just give you this scenario.
Please.
And tell me if it's ridiculous.
It's going to be.
Sorry. I apologize.
Apologize
right after I said it.
You're going to get a timeout.
Okay, sorry.
There's no consequence. You can't just apologize without consequence.
Tune into Gas Digital Network.
And tune right out.
Hey!
Okay, he's you know, you're here.
Yeah.
You're enjoying your life.
He's not.
You're doing your thing. Well, hang on. Right. I'm giving you the fucking scenario. I'm not going tit for tat with you, fucking Tompkins. So they do. I can't stand you. I really hate you, Tim. I can't fucking stand your raspy, fucking confident voice. So, I know this is ridiculous. I understand. Just know that. But I'm saying this. He's doing his life. He's, you know, blah blah blah. He went to the camp. He did the Al Qaeda, and now he's a sleeper cell. He's going to, you know, food. He's hanging out with his wife and family, having a good. All of a sudden, he gets the call. It's time. You got to go do this shit. Now he's got to go get the bombs. He's got to build them. He's put some, but he doesn't want to fucking do it. He doesn't want to kill a bunch of people. He's going to do what he's supposed to do, and get caught and fucking be free of it. I mean, is there any?
That's interesting.
And that he,
yeah.
I
Wait,
don't want,
did they?
Because look, if they know how to take a bunch of people out, not on a fucking corner. Late night.
I think this guy is. I think he's a homegrown guy that probably.
No, he went there. He's not.
No, I know he went there, but it's a difference. There's a difference between going somewhere and doing a little tourism and then being a guy. You know,
he met his wife there.
You know, if he was really hardcore, he would have blown himself up. He would have walked into Grand Central Station Friday night at 5:30 and blown himself. That's a real hardcore person.
Yeah, but he would have went on a train and did this or did something.
Whatever.
He actually stuck it in a can and left him in a suitcase.
Yeah, but I think he wanted it to
Why
work.
Why would he leave him in the suitcase?
I mean, he's not good at it, Bobby. He's not good. He's trying
also,
to hide it. He's not
but
good.
But saying
he
that
was
he
also
had,
small fries enough that he wasn't on anyone's radar. He was just seen as he's a
I mean, he was.
Citizen.
They did tell the FBI. His father told the FBI 2 years ago, my son is a problem, and the FBI investigated him. You know, what's weird is the FBI is always investigating these people and always finding nothing. Yeah. They did that with the Boston Bombers, too. The Boston Bombers were known to the FBI, so that's a little weird. Not it's to sound...
I find and how fast did they fucking find this
Here's
guy.
What happens. Here's why. Because the FBI probably tries to recruit these guys as informants, okay?
Right.
Probably tries to say, you're going to be an informant, and maybe we're going to have you think that
Am
we're
the
helping
guy?
You.
Am I the guy? Okay, go
well,
ahead.
Like, basically, you're the guy. You're the guy. You say, hey, Zonayev. Hey, listen. Listen.
Yes.
My name is Agent Moynihan.
I don't like you.
I know you don't. Like listen to me. We're going to...
Can I play this Agent Moynihan? Can I play the bad cop while you play the good cop?
Okay.
Do you have a
look, I'm
you
lady.
Can't look at this is the fucking problem with gays.
Yeah,
you can't, they all want to be a part of it. You didn't book the gig, okay? I did. I'm the
I
fucking
wanted
terrorist.
To be the wife in the burqa.
But the problem is they're always investigating these people and they probably try to recruit them as informants and something fucked up happens and then they go and do something and then the feds are like, "Oh, we didn't know who these guys are." And then everyone's like, "No, you did. We told you."
Well, it's crazy to me that he had 5 bombs in a bag.
Yeah.
He did one in Jersey. He comes to New York. He puts one in a fucking thing, and then he goes to 27th Street, and there's two more in there, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, one more in there, right?
One more.
And then they find more the next day. This guy was all over the fucking
Wait,
place.
But how do you know he got the calls from like the higher up as opposed to this dude who just like I'm, is his
I did it.
Because Bobby doesn't know that.
Right.
I don't know that. I said at the beginning. This
Bobby
is,
was
this
tipped
is
off by the head of Homeland Security before the podcast. Yeah. Like, what did you imagine
now,
that answer was going to be?
I have an app
plugged in.
Obama said that
Well, it's not as crazy as your fucking theory that you just brought up.
Like, that's a real, that's a true
both
theory.
Of you have
no, that's a true theory. I mean, how the feds.
You,
the
fuck you.
The Vivian, feds.
You don't know that.
I do.
How do you know that?
Because they, if there's an article in the New York Times that said a lot of the people who've been.
Oh, fuck. You're just saying New York Times. That's
no,
what
I'm not. You're not even
they,
listening to
right,
me.
Yeah, you're right. I'm
there's
not.
An article in the New York Times that said out of a lot of the people that convicted you know, of terrorism are people that the FBI had some type of previous relationship with. They're trying to flesh them out. You know, we have people that go into these mosques and try to find out who's really going
to
attack us. So it's double agents.
They
and
tried
all
to use me.
They tried to use Mehran, and it did not work.
I went into the mosque, and I was would, like...
Buddy, they would throw you off the top of the mosque.
That isn't true at all. They saw all the KHs in my name.
Fashion.
You will remember that no one could pronounce my name when I got here. That's that puts me very high on
it's Mateo. Oh, girl.
But I'm just saying that, you know, it's a weird thing. It's a weird world of, like, you know, if you don't have a smoking gun, you can't arrest somebody. And then by the time they do something bad, it's too late.
No. Tim's also a detective, if
he
you didn't realize.
I am a detective.
And
we really cover a lot of, you know, I do a lot of detective stuff.
You do. You look like you should have a fucking gun under your armpit.
I might have a gun.
Some hush puppies
maybe
on.
Maybe we have guns.
The imprint when it
came
out.
Yeah, like a tan fucking sport coat with leather on the elbows.
This sounds very hot.
sounds
very good. This is
sounds
the direction.
Like a, sounds
a
like
dog
a
that, a dog that's not yours, but that got fucking gifted to you from some dead guy.
To, you know, but the point is...
What?
Yeah, it's a tough thing. Living in a open society, you got terrorism is a rough one.
I like on the news when they were interviewing people, the New Yorkers' responses were either like, I didn't get hurt, or this one, they're like, it was in Chelsea. She goes, I don't really know if that's Chelsea, but fine for the sake of conversation. Yeah. I was like, that's so New York. Like, well, they don't even give a
shit. I was watching something on the news about that back in the day. I don't know the years, but it was there was bombs that went off all the time, so much so in this country that they would go off in a movie theater and people would just stay and watch the movie.
Like, I mean, I don't. What is
what like
is,
civil rights movies?
Yeah, back in the 60s.
Oh,
and,
okay,
and,
yeah, of course, okay.
Where, you know, we're flipping out. And, oh my God, bombs! But this isn't the first time this has happened.
I did think it's weird
it's a
in
different
America.
Time. I mean, it's a different time.
I think it's weird that everybody in New York is trying to seem tough and cool. Like after it happened, they were like, "Oh, you pussy terrorists! Like you pussy!" And it's like Igomez tweeted, "Like you pussy terrorists!" It's like. Are we daring them to do a better job? It's like a weird...
I don't think a Luis Gomez... Did you just quote a Luis Gomez?
Well, no, but I mean, this is... No, it's a
barometer for what people in New York think.
Yeah, no, but it was a prevailing
just
sentiment.
Just tell them to subscribe to
the
Guest Digital.
Guy.
The prevailing sentiment was that people were like...
Tim really is barking.
I made Tim.
He's putting his chips in the wrong basket.
The prevailing sentiment was like, oh, we're tough and fuck you. And it's like, okay, but the next guy who does it the right way... And kills 100 people, you know, you're not, it's...
Well, I mean, it's fucking crazy that it's coming. Well,
it's not going to be a tweet that's like, I'll show that Twitter person. Well, that's not what's going to make someone like
a guy walk down the fucking street with a Muslim beard and two suitcases and
they
fucking...
They probably thought he was from Brooklyn.
But we've gotten so relaxed, you can't profile, you can't, you gotta...
Well, that's a problem. I think people are
you
kind
can't
of
profile,
had enough with
you
that.
You can't look at a fucking guy, an Arab dude with bags anymore and go, whoa, what the fuck? Because if you're wrong, you look like an idiot.
Right.
You look like a racist piece of shit.
I think people have had enough with that.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, I think people have had enough of that. I think,
in what
I think,
way?
Well,
I
the
I
cops
don't think
are going to fuck it up.
In the way that Trump is right now tied with Hillary Clinton. It's very
he's
possible.
He's not tied.
He is. He's very
he's
close.
Not,
completely
he's,
manufactured.
Close, but he's
it's
not tied.
Manufactured. It's, if you talk to anyone, it's very possible he's a president.
There
so
we
I,
go.
I do think people that are...
I don't want to get in that fucking
that's
conversation.
That's good science.
No, I'm not saying... I'm just saying
let's go back
that
to the gay talk.
This
I'm
is
just saying,
the,
what's your name
this
again?
This is the gayest talk of all.
Who are you?
Mehran.
I think people have had enough. People have had enough with political correctness on that level, where it's like you could be preventing somebody from getting hurt if you see something that is crazy, and you know people.
But what's crazy? Wait. But what's crazy? You see some
guy,
Middle Eastern
guy puts a huge bag, a nice suitcase in a garbage that shouldn't be there.
Okay,
and then
okay.
Walks
let me
away.
Give me a scenario. Yeah. You're walking down the street, you see an Arab guy with suitcases.
Right.
Do I cross the street?
I don't know. I mean,
no,
I wouldn't even
run up
twice.
And make out with him and stop being a pussy about it. You know, sometimes you have to just grab that Middle Easterner by his beautiful face and you stick your tongue in his mouth and you say, I accept you.
exactly as you are.
You can do that. You can do that.
Or you could ululate and see if they respond.
Exactly. Or you just
put
take yours
your
out and you're like,
stop. Listen. If I see a guy, I'm telling you right now, if I see an Arab guy on a Saturday night or a Friday night walking around the village with a bunch of bags, I don't give a fuck if he has kids, you know, toys for kids.
The Arab guy is the
I'm
least
gonna
of
like,
your
what
problems.
The fuck?
I don't think the Arab guy is
the least
problem.
Of your problems.
Why?
Why?
Because America is, what, 76th in terms of, like, economic disparity? There's crime everywhere.
Yeah, but that
everywhere.
Doesn't matter.
Buddy, that does not matter.
And that statistically, about. You are much more likely
you
to be fucked with by someone domestically,
but
by someone
me.
From your country than by
hang on,
a
stop using stupid alpha. Don't. I'm listening. I got headphones on. Stop with your fucking listen to me. I just fucking talk. I'll turn. This fucking asshole. With
if you walk by that guy.
Yeah.
If you walk by that guy carrying that bag going wherever he was going.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have even noticed it. There'd be nothing for you. Of
yeah,
you
you're wrong. Up. You're fucking there, wrong. Let me tell you something.
He looked like when any on, Arab, any Middle Eastern
any,
dude carrying a nice suitcase.
Gonna,
what
gonna,
would you, why
I'm
would you
gonna tell
like?
You.
Go ahead.
And it doesn't have to be an Arab guy. When I'm walking around the city at night now, or even during the day, and I see a fucking cocksucker with bags, more than a backpack, I
us? Right,
I'm fucking wary of that shit. I was in Boston when the bombs went off. I saw the way they fucking did that weird shit. I don't hang around with this crowd.
But to look at the Tsarnaev brothers, you wouldn't have thought that they look like, you know, sis. Yeah. Neither one of them was like beveiled or wearing a turban.
And also,
like, there were no fucking tells.
Also, Bobby, it's hard to tell with a lot of Arabs. I mean, there's Greeks and Sicilians who look Arab.
Absolutely.
I mean, this mixed blood.
But I mean,
but
the idea that it seems to be a lot of the terrorism seems to be emanating from Middle Eastern countries. The idea that you shouldn't profile young Middle Eastern men who seem to be doing this more than any other group seems crazy.
And
if
do you
I
think
see
they're
a,
not
crazy.
Profiling them?
If I see a Middle Eastern guy with a drop a bag and walk away, I'm running.
That's different.
If I see Absolutely. Anybody drop a bag and walk away,
but that's different.
But you know.
You're talking about you're walking down the street, you see some guy, you see some Middle Eastern guy, you walking with two bags,
okay,
two
let
cages.
Me ask you a question. You see a guy Saturday night in the West Village, you see an Arab dude with a beard walking up with a fucking, pulling two suitcases up the street, right? Or a suitcase.
He had a Tumi bag.
Are you, all right, he has a Tumi bag.
Right.
Now, okay, now bag. That we know that this has happened.
Now?
Right now.
Okay.
This Saturday night, are you going to just say, fuck it, and walk? I'm not racist.
I cross the street.
Are you going, fucking? I'm going to take anal? A nice, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you just, I'm going to, I got a kid and a fucking a wife and, you know.
I think you do have to trust, because I don't think we're all detectives. I think you do have to trust at the end of the day that, you know, I don't know.
Do you just let your will go?
Call,
like God's will,
no,
not
maybe,
mine.
Maybe across the street, what? But, you know, we're not the ones who should be. But, like, at the end of the day, I think that people in positions of power, and hopefully they are, you know, cognizant and aware of what the problem is.
So you think it's okay for them to profile?
I mean, I think, listen, at the end of the day, if you're profiling, you're going to be all day, every day. We're hardly paying attention. I have my headphones in. I don't know what people are doing around me. Yeah. And it's too late. If somebody's dragging a bag down the street, at a certain point, it's almost too late, unless they're a complete idiot like this guy. Yeah. But people in positions of power, 100%, should be looking at who's committing crimes, and then from that, the extrapolation as to who they should be looking at.
I think
there's a white guy in Houston who just tried to bomb, like, what was it, 100 or 200 people, and they busted him. He looks like everyone here.
And there's a white guy in L.A. Of a
I mean, nobody. See, here's the problem: when you start criticizing terrorism, everyone jumps in and goes, "Hey, white people do bad things." Of course, no. I don't think it's a white country. The majority of people that live here are white.
Tim, I don't think anyone's disagreeing that there's a problem on all fields. But I do think it's when there is a sensation. We like to sensationalize this idea of the other and an enemy. So, in other words, oh,
yeah,
an Arab
but there's also sometimes others and enemies. Like I don't think that.
I'm not disagreeing with you, obviously. But I'm saying, there was a white guy in L.A. who was a car full of bombs and guns who was coming to blow up gay pride and had nothing to do with
No. No one's saying don't profile either right-wing terrorists or anything like that. Nobody's saying those aren't.
I would profile you. I would 100% profile you.
Great.
I would not profile. If I was in this room, I would not profile anybody in this room, but if
Depot,
I saw
Depot,
yeah, no,
come I can on. Tell that's a fun,
he's like, a little right.
Yeah. I was carrying a huge box on the way here today,
if I saw a guy with one of those beards on a Saturday night carrying a fucking bunch of bags on the street, I'm sorry.
I think it was the idea of throwing a nice bag in a garbage because that's illogical.
Yes,
so
that's
if you
crazy.
Put a nice bag in a garbage,
that's the he's talking about. That's the suspicious act. He's talking about just seeing the
I'm
person
just
with the bag.
The fucking
Listen, we all see people that we assess as dangerous dangerous or more dangerous than other people.
Yeah.
100%. That's human nature. You're not going to stop doing that. That isn't going to impact.
Can I just say, I saw an old Chinese woman in Chinatown pull out a trash can, light it on fire, and then just start throwing paper in
old
there.
Chinese like, people are terrified.
I'm like,
they're terrified. I've never seen an old Chinese woman and
you
said,
can do whatever you
oh,
want
I feel
in Chinatown.
Safe.
She was like, I run this place. Uh-huh. It was insane.
How about the child molester thing?
Which
that's
one?
Coming up? The blind item on TMZ today, and it was like also the thing where they're saying that there's some A-list actor.
Yeah, all of them.
Who's been in the game for 30 years minimum, yeah. Who trafficked children
what?
For sex in Hollywood. And they're saying that the news
game?
Is going to come out in the next
week.
Yeah,
but like, that's
week.
A lot of people.
Well,
no one's perfect.
Is.
What do no
you mean? Whoa, whoa, that's a lot of people. What are you talking about?
Streisand.
It's Streisand. It's got to be Barbara.
I think that there's you know,
Brad
that happens
Pitt,
a lot.
The divorce.
I'm you very, think it's Brad
I,
Pitt?
I'm very excited that Brad Pitt and Angelina divorced. Because
yeah.
now
me
you're going to hit that.
Because now maybe she'll eat.
Well,
seriously.
Now
she looks just.
Well, that fucking, that was just such a perfect, oh my God, what an amazing life. And now just to know that they had problems.
That's great. Oh, I love that.
She wore her boyfriend's blood in a vial down the red carpet.
Yeah, she has problems. I don't care how pretty you are.
Yeah,
like,
she's a
you have
lunatic.
Issues.
Her father, John Voight, is a great guy. But
he wears capes and
I
has
like
rosacea.
I have a friend who worked on his house and became like buddies with him.
Who?
Yeah.
Brad or John?
Brad Pitt's worked on Brad Pitt's house. And he was saying how whenever like, Brad was just like kind of like the coolest like guy's guy, and then when she would come around, he would like kind of you know clam up and get like
really?
A little bit like he'd turn like
maybe she really
was, like
is
afraid
her own...
of his wife a little bit, you know what I mean?
She's a dumb character.
This is why the bombs will keep going off.
This conversation is we're all talking about like how to survive, and then it's like you're like I'm so happy that Brad and Angelina
because exactly.
it shows
Brangelina.
You that their life isn't good.
I
listen. We're getting
noise.
The fuck out. I am exhausted.
I'm tired.
I am
too.
Fucking tired. You gays have worn me out.
I'm so attracted to everyone in this room right now.
Wow.
I'm only into Depot, but what are you gonna do?
You really like Depot.
I think he's a good-looking guy. I don't think
yeah,
his personality sucks.
A good-looking
sucks.
Guy.
His personality sucks.
What do you mean? His
personality's
quiet.
Horrific.
He's giving you everything you were asking
you want.
For.
You want a quiet
that
guy.
That is a good point.
He's got to sit. Were your parents fucking...
He's
did
ornery.
You watch parents get killed? Because that's the only thing missing for him.
No, unfortunately, my parents are alive. So
well, maybe.
Unfortunately for them. All right, we're going to go around the room. What do you got, buddy?
Oh, I don't even know.
You're still Jewish?
Yeah. Listen.
What are you going
I'll
on?
Be in L.A. next week. I'm doing a bunch of shows.
I'm in L.A. next week.
Oh, with Lisa. Lisa and I are doing a bunch of shows together.
No. I'm not out there doing that, but I'll be out there.
Oh, we should all hang out.
Yeah, we should get together. Maybe you guys smoke cigars?
I have... No, I don't smoke cigars.
He smokes
cigars.
Other things.
Well, maybe we'll go to the Improv next door or something. We'll meet up.
Oh, that'd be great.
I love Liza. Liza.
Yeah.
Liza. Yeah, that's good. All right. And what's your website? What's your Twitter? What's going
follow
on?
Follow me on Twitter at Mateo Lane, and then follow me on Instagram, same thing. It's great. All just me in naked pictures.
That, Now I'm not following you. because now
but you'll follow Stavros?
Well, I mean, I would have followed you if you didn't tell me that. Now it seems like I'm following you because you said that.
Oh, they're not that naked.
No, but now I'm definitely not following you.
Okay. Well, all right. I can't win.
All right. So, yeah, follow him. What do you got there, sexy?
What's up, everybody?
What is this, live radio? This is fucking 1985. What's up, everybody?
You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I am Justin Silver.
Did I'll you be say Facegram?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at I am Justin Silver. I'll be performing all over the city. I want to be opening for you, Bobby, at some point.
Well,
so let me do that.
I guess, you know, I guess Stavros on this tour right now. So.
I know, after that tour, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that'd be good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
we'd
bring you
fun.
Out there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so you don't fucking say, don't do that dog shit to me. I don't like that. Look at me. Look at me. Listen.
I'm an alpha talking to an alpha male. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm a fucking little. I'm a lovable dude.
Yeah, I'm a lovable.
You can
dude.
Talk to
like
me.
I'm
you can just go, hey.
I took my shirt off for you.
All right.
I took my gun naked for you. Everybody, you know. Come on.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
All right, Timmy, what do you got? I know.
Cash Digital Network. Say it, Tim. Now's your opportunity.
I didn't even say anything.
Your podcast is kicking ass.
It's doing really good.
I'm very happy.
It's really
that.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, good, man. I want to come on, too.
Please. Tim Dillon's going to hell. Yeah. It's on the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah,
you know, iTunes, subscribe, rate, you know, comment, you know, whatever you want to do, review.
Right.
And, you know, Tim J. Dillon on Twitter and Instagram and whatever. It's all good. All follow me on Facebook.
Facebook. You're kicking ass, too.
Well, we'll see.
You're doing good, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on.
We'll see.
All right. Well, what the fucking humble cunt. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. It's true.
All right. Thanks for coming on, buddy. Always.
Always.
Love
thanks for having
on,
me.
Buddy.
You're the best.
What do you got, man?
So on Twitter, it's Mehran X, MehranX. I know. I just feel like I sound so gay now. And then every Monday,
correctly.
Every Monday night, I have a really delicious show, free show at a bar.
Why do gay guys like the word delicious?
It is delicious because it is a delicious show.
It's a great show.
It's a great show, and it's a bar called Pink's, mm-hmm. and we give everyone a buck who comes because comedy has lost the war. And and then my dear friend to my left is going to tell you about our other big show.
Buddy, I am so fucking sorry. I mean, it's your fault,
not
too.
Not his fault.
Your personality.
I
didn't
go with that. It's, yeah.
Yeah, your personality is that of a fucking, just an asshole on a train. I mean,
I'm just not going to jump in over people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, God forbid you do that. It's called a conversation. I mean, but I do. Look, man, it was hard for me to corral this fucking show.
I hear it.
Well, I mean,
I thought it was pleasant.
It was an unbelievable show.
At the time, you had me here to help you. I feel like that was good, right?
No, I would have rather not. No, I'm good. You're great. No, but I would like to have you back on.
I'd love it.
Maybe come back on by yourself, less gay.
For
and
sure.
And
whatever
we can
you
hear,
want.
Hear what you have to say.
Sounds
or you
good.
Just like this. If I'm going to have you back on, you're just going to do the same thing?
No, I'll talk.
Spit one out once in a while?
No, I'll talk.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Yeah.
All right. You're not on the spectrum or something, right?
No, we're all good.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. You're good. So what's... Are you...
all social media, at JNOG. Tomorrow night, I'm taping Access TV's Gotham Comedy Live.
Oh, good
Live
for
thing.
You.
Yeah, so that should be fun.
A lot of fun, dude.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why that
and
show's good.
Show.
There's no fucking... You say whatever you want.
Yeah, then, that's
why I think all comedy should be like that on TV.
100%.
Because you can look at just go do you live
yeah,
or die by you.
It's uncensored. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Good for you. Tomorrow night.
And then Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at Comics and Mohican Sun with Voss. Actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then it'll be all right. And then October 21st, Peter Payne. Come check it out. It's a
you
crazy
and Voss.
Show.
You look like you and Voss should have like your own like a club. Like a member, like a, you know what I mean? Like Aces Wild or something in New Brunswick. Like just a door with an ace on it, and you got to knock, and you come
three
in.
Three times.
Who is it? It's Deuce. Come on in, Deuce. What? You guys have leather vests?
Like a biker gang?
Yeah. Well, not a biker gang. Like just a gentleman's club for like you and Voss.
That's it. It's two of us.
Shays Bip.
What?
It's from fucking Bronxtown.
Yeah, I know.
But October 21st, Peter Payne, and I'd love to have all you guys on. Just we have like special guests and headliners on there. So.
On your serious show.
Yeah. Not part of the competition. You won't get
you
beaten.
You know, I'll tell you,
not part of the competition. I'll come out.
I did the Comedy 101, and I had a good time. It was funny, but I felt terrible for the comics.
Why?
I don't know, because when I came up, you went to a club. And you hung out until you got a spot, and then you did a spot, and then you hung out until you got another one, and then you became funnier. Mm-hmm. And then you got into, you know, a Tuesday night spot, and then a Wednesday night spot, and then a third, and then you got funnier, and then you got on a Friday, and you became a paid regular, and you made a little money, and then there, blah, 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 and it goes on, and you kind of earn your way with funny. Now it seems like you got to fucking do all kinds of weird shit as a young comedian to make headway. Bringer shows wasn't bad enough.
Roast battle now.
Roast battle, yeah. You got to do that. Oh, now you got to, you know, we did the Comedy 101 where guys like me just fucking trash your act.
You can also just be funny and get funny.
But no.
He's
you're
talking
missing
about,
the
he's
point
talking about the
that they're
there
in
there
this
are.
Mixture of people that get electrocuted and fucked with.
Right.
There is somebody who is, there are, the next ones are, are in there.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But we never had to do that.
But you guys had to do other things that were tough.
What?
You know.
Tell me what I had to do, Tim.
I would imagine you guys had to do very tough things.
The kid, you just saying.
Jesus Christ.
We had to, you would imagine. Listen, I'm going to tell you, we had to do tough things, but it was get on, you know, get into the club.
Yeah. Barking, all kind of. All
we never did that. Never barked.
Check drops. Oh, spots.
We didn't have, it didn't exist. Barking didn't exist when we were, it was just making its head, but it was guys who really weren't that funny were barking.
Right.
But guys like all of us guys hung the fuck out until you got a spot. Yeah. And then you were funny.
It's still just a beginner's.
But there were less comics when you started out than there is now.
Dude, you're right. There's less comics, less clubs, less everything. I mean, I get it. I mean, look, as long as the fucking cocksuckers know, I would never do it.
Yeah.
As a comic, if you said, dude, we're going to electrocute you if you're not funny, I would go fuck your mother's cunt.
It's so playful, though. It's like, do you know what I mean? It is. The person isn't like...
Electricity is very
genuinely
playful,
humiliated.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There's like a big fag in like a glitter jacket standing next to the big, like, how you feel it, girl.
Yeah, I think it's changed. I get it. But I still wouldn't do it as a comic. Me.
I'll never
personally.
Ask someone to do it. Some will ask me if they can get on the show, and that's
like, okay. There was things that... what would I be asked to do? Okay. I think the worst thing I did was telemarket for a show, for a comedy club, to get stage time. That was humiliating to me. That sucked. Because I was there during the day, getting people to go in.
I would have been great at it.
Oh, my God.
But really telemarket?
Yeah, I was great. I would have been great.
How the fuck? Your voice would have scared all the customers away.
They would have. No, they would have understood. It would have been, you know, they would have came. 100%.
Did Lewis invade your soul? You used to be just this nice, humble guy.
I just would have been good.
Oh, God, you're a fuck. You know what? Go fuck your fucking Gas Digital. Cocksucker. Anyways, I don't know. I don't want to come on. But just a long... But God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you,
Bobby
guys.
Kelly.
Listen, what do you got, Deepu?
On Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu. You know what we should do, Bob? No. We should tell people when we're doing the show live next week, if you know, so that people who are listening can tune in then.
9 o'clock.
Tuesday, 9 o'clock Eastern.
It's been Tuesday, 9 o'clock for the last month, right?
Live on YouTube and Facebook.
Right. Yes.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Next week? No. Oh. You will not be back.
Oh, okay.
You are not that good.
I'm banned. I've been banned.
It's all right.
Thank you for having me back.
What happened to you, Tim?
Growth, 11%.
11%
on
iTunes. Gross. 12% on iTunes.
Yeah, right.
11.9 to be actually.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, you're learning the wrong way. It will all crumble down.
He's even doing the J in his Twitter name.
What is that?
He said Tim J. Dillon.
It's always been Tim J. Dillon. It's always been Tim J. Look at Bobby's mouth. It's a game. It's a game.
I lost you. I'm sorry.
I have a son now, James.
He's Puerto Rican.
You can come on next week if you want. I feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
All right, then don't come on. But no, I definitely want you back on.
Cool,
dude.
I appreciate that.
What do you got there, Scopio?
Just get me on Twitter, Instagram, at Chris Scopo.
And your friend right here. What's your name again, dude?
Andrew.
Talking to the mic, buddy.
Great guy.
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you.
Andrew, I'm sorry. I thought it was a lot of crazy shit today.
Yeah,
I apologize for... you know, not, I was going to see if you could jump in here and there, but maybe you come back on. Why don't you come back on again?
Come on the after show.
Oh, come on the after show, but come back on the show sometime. Hang out.
Be great.
Yeah, we'll do a fuck you. We'll have Joe. We'll do an all alpha male show with one gay.
That'd be great.
Perfect. We'll have Luis J. Gomez on and you guys. All right, buddy.
From Yes Digital.
I didn't say that. He said it.
Tim, you know what, man?
I didn't say it.
What are you, Italian?
I didn't say it.
What do you got there, Lauren?
Just at Lauren Cabrera on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, what do they want to do if they want to subscribe, Deepu?
You can download the app on iOS or on Google Play, Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast app.
And what do they get for that app?
What do they get for that app?
Yep.
They get access to all of our extra content. You got the premium episodes. We got the post show up there.
We got the... I'm getting the...
you
got
to send that to me.
It's on a hard drive.
Okay.
I think I have it in my bag. It's okay, actually cool. Going up this week. The Creeps with Kids is going up this week. We're going to put that... I think we might put the audio up and put the video behind the paywall. And maybe give the audio away for nothing.
Sure, yeah.
So that we can give a little taste to it. Mm-hmm. If you want to do that, it's through $1.99 a month.
And we're doing more one-on-one interviews.
We're doing more one-on-ones. We're doing the after show now. Mm-hmm. We're about to kick this whole network into another gear. A lot of things going on with other shows too. We got a lot of announcements to make coming out. I'm very excited about on the network. And if you want to send anything to the studio, how do they do that?
Send it to 117 McDougal Street, 10012, care of Robert Kelly.
And did you thank him for his shirt? Your shirt?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Oh, fucking, you're never going to have a man in your life.
Oh, never.
No, 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 no. I think, no.
No, I don't want one. I'm good. I'm solid.
I would love it if you guys fucked.
No.
She said...
Can't, sorry.
I wouldn't say I want to. I just like, you know, maybe okay. take you out, you know.
So you would take her out and fucking treat her right?
Yeah. I treat women incredibly well.
Yeah, all right, Tony.
Where are you going to take me?
I treat women.
Where are you going to take her?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, Ruby Foos?
You're not just going to like pop it like that. I'll plan something nice, but
like
don't
what?
I treat women. Excuse me. Lower your energy a little bit, all right? I lead here.
Wow.
Oh! Jesus Christ. Run for the hills, girl.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to do it right.
You know what
do
I mean?
Do what right?
I do it right.
But you already did it
right. You better make your ancestors
come
talk to you
like
that.
Somewhere nice. Somewhere special.
Like where?
Somewhere nice.
What's like special?
Somewhere
what's
nice.
Special? Where? Say the name.
Listen, you got to like let me I got to lead you in
whatever's
a nice way.
Groupon.
It's a surprise.
I'm
surprises.
Bullshit.
No, 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 no.
Surprises?
Bring doggy treat.
I gotta tell you
where take you to a kennel.
Stop it.
Go to a kennel.
We're going to have a nice time.
Are you going to put the leash around her neck?
Not at all.
That goes around the
breast,
the
treat her like a princess. No, I'm going to treat you like a princess. Absolutely.
Treat her like a princess.
Absolutely.
Then treat her like a human.
Absolutely.
Treat her like a princess again.
Absolutely like a princess. I'm going to treat you.
All right.
Somewhere special, somewhere nice.
Now, when you go in for a kiss, you go...
I'll knock you the
fuck
out.
Are you going to put peanut butter?
You don't have to be so hostile.
What'd you say, Mateo?
Is he going to bring some peanut butter with him?
Yeah.
You don't have to be so hostile.
The touch
me.
I'll knock you out.
I know, but just
he
relax
just did that
a little bit.
I don't like it.
Just a little trust.
No.
Why? You have trust issues. Why have
maybe.
A little trust. All right.
I date idiots.
Listen, that guy was an asshole. I'm here to show you something different.
I don't date
idiots. I'm going to show you something different.
Paris guy.
What are you going to show her different?
Listen, I'm going to show a different side.
See, you got nothing.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm not hearing it.
Justin has nothing. Justin has nothing. Justin has nothing. Justin Justin's being alpha male by a woman. This bitch is fucking straightening you out.
No, she's a little
bit. I don't
bit,
hear a restaurant. I don't hear a planned surprises.
What
surprises?
So
I don't hear a surprise.
See, this is it. She got that. You got masculine energy. That's a problem. You got a little
bit. Check him
no,
see if he's hard, guys.
It's kind of like
really, what
he's
is
got too
gender?
Much controlling masculine energy. Like
yeah,
you got to relax
sorry.
A little bit.
I can't.
Like,
that's
because
who
you
I
dated
am.
A bunch of assholes. You, that's the
no,
point.
I mean,
you just said you dated a bunch of idiots.
Don't you listen?
Never
to
lose
this
your
for
Italian blood.
Second.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm not telling her
like
to lose
it.
Your Italian
like
blood,
it.
But like relax and let someone like you know
act like
treat
a pug.
Right.
Nah.
I guarantee I'll go, what's the name of the show? And Scobo will go, I don't know, Bullets Over Broadway. Act Like a Pug will not be on the list.
Yeah, it should be.
Exactly. It will not be on the list.
Like a pug.
It's unbelievable.
Listen, I'll pay for the date.
I don't need you to pay for the date.
What are you alpha male me for, you cocksucker?
What are you, I don't like I need you to pay for the date well, like my mother's
you,
lending me money.
Where you go? Well, your mother, me and your mother will go. Sorry.
You do a double date.
Hey.
I'll dress up like her.
I'll do your makeup.
Take me out.
I put a little thought into it. I'm
I have
gonna,
very low
I gotta
standards.
Think, get to know her a little bit. We talk, and I'm like, I'll see what she likes, and I'll find the right appropriate place catered to her personality
dude,
a little
yeah,
bit.
You don't just fucking willy
right, just
nilly.
Be like, oh, what am I going to take you to place I take every other fucking chick? Is
and
that what
bang.
You want to hear? No.
Right.
No.
No.
No. No. He's not going to take you to Chick-fil-A.
Right.
He's not going to take you to a mall.
I think listen, there's plenty of nice places, but you know, we feel it out, get to know you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
you are literally a fuck. What are you, Larry from Three's Company?
Oh my God.
All right, we gotta go. You guys are the best fans of the world.
Bye.
You know what,
bye.
Dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.